want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once per 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
I'll tell you, it was really hot today. It was worth the trip in, wasn't it? Just to... It was... It was so hot today, I saw a robin dipping his worm in nest tea. It was so hot today, I saw a pigeon walking in the shadow of Orson Welles. It was so hot today that Burger King was singing, "If you want it your way, cook it yourself."
Get my hair cut on the Cobb Avenue. I ain't never been in a barber shop and heard a bunch of brothers talking about Jews. Black people don't hate Jews. Black people hate white people. We don't got time to dice white people up into little groups. I hate everybody. I don't care if you just got here. Hey, I'm Romanian, you Romanian cracker.
It's just a job, really, you know, something to keep me moving. My real passion is my hobby.
Really? What's that?
I work with retards.
Isn't that a little politically, incorrect?
No. The hell with that. No one's going to tell me who I can and can't work with, right?
No, I mean...
We got this one kid, Mongo. He's got a forehead like a drive-in movie theater, but he's a good so we don't bust the chops too much. So one day, Mongo gets out of his cage.
But they keep him in a cage?
Well, it's just an enclosure.
No, but they keep him confined.
Right, yeah.
That's bullshit.
Well, that's what I said. So I went out and I got him a leash.
A leash?
Yeah, one of those ones you can hook onto the clothesline and he can run back and forth and there's plenty of room for him to dig and play. That kid is really, he's really blossoming.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike.
Welcome to the Best of Don and Mike Bodam. Best of Don and Mike on Friday. The weekend's here. Have a can of beer. I'm your host, Legendary Joe Ardinger, with you on this fine Friday afternoon. Welcome to the Best of Don and Mike. Did I say that already? Well, I said it again. It's Friday. We've got a big party weekend, July 4th weekend. So I'm glad you're here with me today. We've got a big heap and steam and plate full of Best of Don and Mike. Don and Mike returning July 11th from the new studios in Rockville, provided that they're finished. Well, they'll have to be finished because the studios here are dwindling by the day. So I expect by the end of next week, I'll be talking to you through a microphone and perhaps using a cassette deck. But today we still got CD players. Best of Don and Mike, let's get right into it. It's always good when it features Beth Ann. And really good when it features Beth Ann at bath time. It's the best of Don and Mike on the Redskins Radio Network. That doesn't exist anymore. On the Westwood One Radio Network.
Last night on TV, besides stupid American Idol, it was stupid Robin Amba.
Right. Boy, I hate them both.
Get married.
I think everybody hates them both.
I think so.
Beth Ann doesn't. She likes them. She taped it. The reason we're playing this is we're going to have Tool Time now. We're going to listen. It's the theme to Tool Time, Home Improvement.
Right.
We're going to listen to some Robin Amber clips.
Amba?
I asked Beth Ann to just find the ones where Rob is being Boston Robish.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hey.
So you like Boston Rob and Amber?
No, I don't like either of them.
Oh, good.
But the show sucked me in. You know, in 2 hours of it. Oh.
You like the disappointment?
Yeah.
So you got into
my
it, Helen?
Disappointment, huh?
Helen?
Yeah.
You got into it?
Yeah. I mean, it was a wedding. Who doesn't get into a wedding?
You?
Three of us.
True.
Goddamn well, I don't. Four.
Touché, Mr. Geronimo.
I'm not a fan of the wedding shows, if you get my drift.
Hey, Beth Ann, back to those gold corduroys today.
I know. They look good, don't they?
Yeah, well, that was a nice experiment. I thought you were going to go all week.
I almost was going to wear the yellow dress all the time as well, but I just couldn't stomach it this morning.
Didn't like the freedom.
But I look at it in my closet, and I think of you, Mike.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I really
do. Maybe in your closet, in your boudoir.
Thanks so much. Did you exchange the other one that didn't fit?
I'm going to go this weekend.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Right. More time.
I'd like to quote the great young MC who said, "She's dressed in yellow. She said hello. Come sit next to me, you fine fellow."
Oh, I love it when you quote Bust a Move.
Yes. Yeah. I thought of you, Beth Ann.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we've got the bye, VA.
Bye.
Uh-huh.
Same corduroys.
Yeah.
Same corduroys.
Well, they practically ran to her when she got home last night.
Same friggin' pants.
Yeah. They were standing in the corner.
Put me back on.
She keeps saying that she launders them every day.
Yeah.
I believe that. I believe her to be a generally a clean woman.
Yeah, yeah, but wouldn't they...
I'd have to put a qualifier there. Generally. I would imagine on the weekend.
She's probably somewhat clean on the weekend.
Well, I'm sure.
I think so.
Somewhat.
Aren't we all?
Yeah, well.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing. Women are different than guys.
Yeah.
I think, generally speaking, women bathe every day.
I think women are generally cleaner by nature. I don't think women can necessarily grease up as much as guys can on a weekend. Like, if you go a whole weekend, you and I have both done it, where you just say, who needs it? You put the cap on.
Yeah.
And by Sunday, 6 o'clock, a woman's going to be in better shape than a guy would be.
Yeah.
Not necessarily.
Well, it depends on the woman.
See, but the thing is, a woman wouldn't go that far with it. A woman, I think, after like 24 hours would crawl out of her skin.
Yeah, I think most women would probably wig out a little bit if they hadn't taken a shower. Most.
But I have to wonder, when those corduroys have just dissolved.
Hey, Beth Ann?
Yeah.
Soon, I hope.
When's the last time you went more than 24 hours without bathing?
Never.
Never.
I mean, I'm kind of weird about that. I shower in the morning and I bathe at night.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Baby.
We finally found something odd about her.
Wow.
Are you obsessed with being clean?
I'm clean, ready to go.
Do you ever scream out damn spot? Just scrubbing.
Are you bringing Shakespeare into this?
I'm just trying to see the level of the...
Out damn spot.
Do you have candles in your...
Scented candles?
Around your tub?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, you do? Cool. Oh, you do that with a lantern?
What did he say?
Do you have a lantern?
I don't have a lantern.
That's good.
Skull and crossbones.
So is that like your special time?
Yeah, and I like to take a nice bath, and I need to shave my legs. I used to shave my legs every single day.
Uh-huh. And who needs that? That's such a hassle. Especially when you're wearing corduroys. How many days growth you got on those gams now, those babies?
How many
days' growth right now?
I wash them every...
No. How many days' growth on your legs?
Oh, no. I mean, I shaved last night, and I shaved for the dress. I generally probably shave every night.
Mm-hmm.
I always want to be ready for action.
Sure. To a point.
Buzz, I call that point.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, you do.
Exfoliating.
Why would you love to be that loofah, huh? Oh, tender.
Watch out. Is this the final procedure? Are there any more?
No. Oh. There's some of that stuff that just won't
out
go.
Damn spot.
Sometimes I take the lantern and hold it up.
Wow.
There you go.
Wow.
Oh,
hold on. We got one more hair that just won't come out. And there you got it.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Got it. Yeah. And then you got to moisturize.
Oh, you have to moisturize?
Yeah, all over your body.
It's always so. What is the total time frame on this
procedure?
Whole procedure?
Yeah.
Normally, how long does it take?
An hour.
Every night?
Yeah.
Oh, fair enough. Interesting.
Baby.
All right.
Now, what is that?
I don't know.
Almost done.
That's it.
I'll be out in a minute.
Yeah.
I'll be out in a minute.
Isn't it the ice pick?
I'm surprised you don't electrocute yourself, darling.
All in the tub. All in the tub.
Oh, no.
There's the dog.
No. That's not the dog, darling.
It wasn't. What is it?
That's Link. How you doing, Link?
Oh, God.
Link is, your Link is like Spot. On the monsters.
Yeah,
remember the
right.
Spot that used to live under the stairs?
I remember.
And they'd lift up the stairway and there'd be Spot.
There you go.
Oh,
okay.
Jesus.
Right. So you like the Robin Amber show?
Yeah, you know, I like a wedding. It was nice, I tried to remove myself. I'm looking forward to Robin Amber get divorced.
Well, they've had virtually a camera in their face for their entire lives.
And they've seemed to...
Together.
They've gotten, quite used to it.
So do you have, are there cuts here? Did you get the cuts of him being stupid?
There's not the longer ones, and then there's I would say the last cuts are better than the first one.
You either bond with rhythm or you're not.
Right. I would play that when he has to take the dancing lesson.
Oh, you know what?
Hose.
Do you see Joe's got a lot of calls about you?
Okay. Well, I'm going to hang up now.
Hold on. There are calls about you. So
not
might
surprised.
As well just keep you on the line. Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Bueno Arbusto, fellas.
Hi there.
Hey, Beth Ann, I have a question for you. How you doing, first off?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Do you fancy yourself an efficient woman?
In what regards?
In general.
In regards to, do you wear your corduroys in the bath, therefore knocking two birds with one stone?
No, not that efficient.
Knocking two birds with one stone.
He's under the influence of a narcotic.
Out of here. Hello. He's under the influence of Beth Ann McBride, who has been found guilty of being hot.
He's intoxicated.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hi, Donna Mike.
We've finally broken down the barriers with Beth Ann. Mm-hmm. Now we're discussing
her
bathroom habits.
Her bath, yes.
And I do mean
her
bath.
Evening bath.
Yes, bath, which is in the bathroom.
That's right.
Hello.
Yeah, had a kind of a bath question for Beth Ann.
Sure, go ahead.
Of course you did.
And I wondered about cards. Sometimes people relax and play cards, and I was wondering if she ever played solitaire.
Ho, what? People play cards in the bath?
In the bath? How do you do that?
Leading up to a specific game.
Wait, is this like a sexual reference, sir?
He wants to know if she ever plays solitaire.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Buzz.
Okay, hold on. Me and Mike had our dummy hats on.
Yeah, thanks.
And I got it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, not in the bath.
Okay.
Very good.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
Caller, please. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Good answer.
So you get out of the tub.
We're drawing the line again.
You're standing there. And then, hold on a second. The thing's not cute, though.
You mentioned your dog. How is your dog?
She's okay.
Yeah?
Right. She's been better. She's an old dog. But thank you for asking, Buzz.
Certainly.
I knew you would.
That's the one I like.
but he gets the sound effects back out.
Not smooth enough.
And who knows what she's doing. Sometimes those ingrown hairs.
Can't imagine.
Fly ever.
It's a real bitch. If you're a chicken, you get an ingrown hair right in between, like on your inner thigh.
Yeah, very difficult.
Try pulling that baby out. Listen to this.
Nasty.
Look at that. Okay.
Oh, no.
Click. Are you still there?
Hey, I'm here.
How close are we to getting that guy on the show so we can stop doing that? You can't touch this thing.
Pretty darn close.
Okay.
Just like my shave.
Very good.
Okay.
Your shave.
Yeah.
Here you go. Here's the best one.
Drum abrasion.
Give it a moment. Here's Beth Ann. And, yes. Almost all that nasty hair is gone.
You got it?
Mm. Good to the last drop. Yeah. There you go. Now we're getting somewhere.
Sure.
Take that, hair. I want Beth Ann there. Still another call for you.
Oh, good.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Beth Ann. Do you use bubbles or do you like to see what you're doing?
Oh, come on. Yeah, now.
God, all right.
No, it's a legitimate question.
Well, do you like a bubble bath,
well,
Beth Ann?
There's actually two baths. Like, I take the water out and then I put some more water in.
All right.
Yeah.
Do we have any sound effects of the water being let out of the tub?
I hope not.
We're being taxed right now. As
I know it is. I'm sorry. Being greedy.
That's when you get one of those big hairs. Just won't go anywhere. Where's our Oprah in the bathtub sound effect?
Well, that's nice, Don.
No, it's only because it's a bathroom.
It's the only bath sound we have.
Has he gotten meaner as he's gotten closer to his goal weight?
No, there's no meanness.
No.
There you go.
There's the bath.
See, we used to have a tape of Oprah in the bathtub, and now we've isolated it, and it's just you in the bathtub. Now there's no Oprah there. See, it's just Beth Ann in the bathtub.
Oh, Jesus.
That was, what the hell was that?
You know what that was, Mike.
What was that?
I don't know.
Tweezers.
Yeah, tweezers.
All right, turn that down. Hold on.
Okay.
Sometimes you just got to bite something off. That's what happens sometimes. You got to bite it off.
Meanwhile, now it's a little relaxation. Oh, no, back to work.
Be careful with the power tools in the water. One of those wet shave devices.
Oh, God.
Bath time with BA.
Oh, God.
It's been fun. I'll see you tonight.
You can't spell bath without BA.
That's right, bud.
Yes.
Would you consider me rude if I hung up?
God.
Now, hold on a second.
There's all those calls.
Oh, my. Oh, good. More calls.
Look at your screen. look at your screen, for goodness sakes. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Can I speak to BA, please?
She's on the line.
Hello.
Hello, BA.
Hey.
I was just wondering, when you use your computer, do you double-click your mouse?
She's there. Yeah. You know, we're starting to bottom feed now.
Thank you for the steak.
We're dredging up some. You know, you stir that river with water and bingo.
And yet I'm not afraid.
No.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
I have a question for Beth Ann.
Yeah.
Yes, do you make your own bubbles?
They're all coming in now.
Okay, now I'm afraid.
They're all coming in now.
Yeah.
Oh, there we are. Now it's time to let the water out.
Down the drain.
There you go.
Okay.
Well, this has been nice.
It's been fun.
Beth Ann is a great producer, and this is where she really shines.
Yes, absolutely.
Beth Ann, you really...
This is where I shine?
You're fantastic.
God.
So much scrubbing.
And listen, you're fantastic with the behind-the-scenes stuff,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, we got to get to know you. It's been a year, for God's sake. Hard to think it's been a year.
It'll be a year on Tuesday.
And
wow.
And it's only been in the last week that we've seen you in a dress or even discussed what you do in the bathtub.
And now we had the thank you for bringing in the tape.
You're welcome.
Of you in the tub. That's right. Appreciate it.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Oh, there are some power tools involved in that procedure.
Thank you.
Just amazing. You want to look your best. Wow.
Okay. What about Robin Amba? Robin Amba.
Welcome to Atlantis.
Hi, Colin.
Hey, buddy.
So my first reaction with Colin is, Colin and I probably wouldn't be going to the same bar, if you know what I mean.
Oh, what, because the guy's a fag?
Oh, he's their mixologist. He's a real tough guy, that Boston Rob.
He wouldn't be going to the same bar, if you know what I mean.
All Red Sox fans, a bad name.
I like Colin. Like, I don't like him. Like, you know what I'm saying, but I like him.
God.
Cool. There I am, reality kid.
You know what? At the risk of having to get out the hammer sound effect again, because this guy's such a tool. But don't play the MC Hammer.
Okay, I'll turn it off, but you mean like this one?
Yeah, that one. That one right there to play while he's talking.
But I've planned the most extraordinary, spectacular weddings around the world.
You any good?
I'm as good as it gets.
All right.
And yours will be the best.
All right, that's what I like to hear.
Oh. Yeah.
Hold on, where's him just talking? Not him talking to somebody else. Just him being a tool.
Baby, I know it's easy for you. You've been doing it since you were little.
I know, but we're trying to explain it to you, so if you
listen. I understand it completely. It's not that I don't grasp it or understand it. I completely get it. It's just that I have trouble, like, doing one thing and the other. Singing and dancing, like, two things I don't get. I don't have rhythm, you know? That's the only thing. I just don't. I try.
You know what? That wasn't working. Give me another cut here with this guy, with Rob. Boston Rob.
Singing a dance there,
And I'm here with my future brother-in-laws, and we're going to go for a quad ride, because that's what we do over here in Pittsburgh, PA. The wedding shower is for the woman. So I will make an appearance later in the day. I may be a few minutes late.
Too old?
Fashionably late, I guess they call it.
How did they get in the tub? How the hell did they get this job?
I got bored with a Robin Amber.
Meanwhile, back to Beth Ann's bathtub.
Okay. God damn it,
just won't budge.
That'd be the best.
It won't budge.
Go home one night. Why won't you listen?
Bum, 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 bum. Okay, one more. Rob Shops.
Here he is. Boston Rob Shops.
We need this big table here. This is nice. We can sit down and watch the game or maybe a romantic comedy. Two chairs, two couches, one of these tables.
The box-type table.
One of the box tables.
Are you retarded?
Yes, he
is. It's not a rhetorical question.
Yes.
Retarded?
Yes, he is. Big one, two of those. One of these, two of these. Let me get one of these, too. I don't know what it is, but it definitely looks like something that somebody knew who was decorating would get. You know what I like to do?
What?
From here?
Tool.
All the way down, wrap it up. The rug and everything.
Shut up!
Nice. Amber candles. I take 3 dozen of those.
Yeah.
I like to get...
Shut up!
Aren't they getting everything for free?
Yeah,
they're getting everything for free.
That's great. Beth Ann, thank you for putting in the time tape. And I can't stand to hear that.
The
guy is.
Hello, you're welcome, everybody.
The reason
same
we didn't
monotone
watch.
There, reality the person,
backwards hat on.
Nobody until the reality show.
He don't go to the same bars I do. Park the car.
Oh God! And then you see where he lives. They showed. I watched a little bit of it. And they show where he goes to his parents' house. And, you know, he's Mr. Downtown Boston tough guy.
Amber.
Well, the house I saw was almost like a mansion out in the suburbs. So, here's where I live, the tough guy.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, am I on?
Yeah, you're on. Hi.
Hey, what's up, Don, Mike? How you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing great.
Hey, is it just me or is Amber not just a box? She's a toolbox.
Okay, I get jokes.
We'll think about that and get back to you.
She's a toolbox.
Yes.
Thank you.
Come on, that was good.
No, it wasn't.
Come on.
No, it wasn't good there.
So go back
is
to the bar.
I just thought of it off the top of my head.
I know you just thought of it on the top of your head.
Go back to
now
the
bar.
Now
I'm going to have to put you in the tub and hold your head under there,
there you
and
go.
Drown you.
How do you like that water?
And get Beth Ann to shave her legs over your mouth.
Take a couple of swallows of that water, huh?
There you go. How you like that hair water going down your throat?
Drink that hair water. How does it taste, that hair water working for you?
That Miss
Martin, it was good.
Hair water.
I bet you can't stand it after a while, drinking all that hair water.
Come on, toolbox, get it?
God, there's a lot of hair in this water. Of course! It's better than bright hair water.
All right, put the bubbles in after we get rid of all this hair water.
Helen McBride's hair water.
Ask for it by name at finer stores everywhere.
Thank you for the... Why am I saying thank you? Get out of here. Goodbye, caller. We got a break. We'll... we're not set up for a break, so we'll do this. There's always someone on the phone. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I got a joke for Don and Mike.
No, negative. We're the funny guys on the show.
Hey,
thank you, though.
Come on now, behave yourself. We'll give you some hair water.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, I was just curious. If Beth Ann had to choose between landing in a field or a landing strip, which one would it be?
I got to think she'd like to land in a field.
Yeah. Or a grassy knoll.
A grassy knoll.
I mean, when he said field,
yes,
I'm assuming he means...
Sure, you know exactly right. What he means.
Right.
A field of daisies.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Sure. Yeah.
You mean
all
like,
right.
Like
I'm with you on that.
Like in Triangle, Virginia?
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Lovely part of the state.
You know, I wonder if she's been to Vegas.
Hello?
That's if she's been to the Strip.
I didn't understand. I was just asking Joe what it meant.
Now do you understand? Did he explain it?
No.
Oh. Joe okay. Didn't explain it to you?
He won't tell me things like that.
We'll get back to you.
And he makes me ask you.
Have him draw you a picture.
All right, hold on. Come here. Come in here. I'll draw you a picture.
Okay.
Yeah, oh, good. All right.
Hello?
He's drawing a picture right there.
Okay, now. You know, this is, okay.
Okay.
So this would be, that's landing strip.
Okay.
And that's, you know, triangle.
Okay.
No, with your
field.
What? What, are you a combination or what? And then there's also what I like to call...
You're not obligated to answer.
There's also there's also what I call the JonBenet look, if you get what I'm saying.
Oh, no.
All right. Oh, good for you. So, triangle?
It depends on how I'm feeling.
The mystery remains.
Another great answer.
But what about my artistic skills, huh?
I got it immediately.
You got a real talent there, Donnie.
Yeah.
That's an incredible talent. You know, you ought to think about a career in art.
I'm thirsty.
Give me
some hair water.
How about some hair water?
Give me some hair water.
Pour that hair water on me. Pour some hair water on me.
Don and Mike show, hello.
Alice.
Hi there.
How's it going?
Okay.
About that. Hey, just wanted to give you a quick update. In Rochester today, it's about 65 degrees and sunny. It's perfect.
Wow.
And I also want to let you know that you guys can fly Independence Air from Dulles up here.
You guys in Rochester really want us to come up there and do a show up there.
Yeah. Only if you got a pretty good big supply of hair water.
Yeah.
Otherwise, don't count on a showing up there.
Dave, the weather doesn't break in the next couple of days, we may be there.
Yeah, yep.
We may be there.
Well, lucky for you, it's about to rain again for 7 months. So.
7 months.
The only thing that's getting me through this disappointment is my case of hair water.
Hair water.
Hair water.
That's right, in the gold bottle.
I want the case, all 48 bottles.
Come on now, where's my hair water?
We got a break. We'll be right back. Everybody.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
So, another Friday is upon us. What'll you be doing, Smithers? Something gay, no doubt.
What?
You know, light-hearted, fancy-free. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Exactly, sir.
The Don and Mike Show.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program, the best of Don and Mike.
Thanks, honey. Gee, I couldn't find you for a minute, but you're here, and you're here. You're here listening to the best of Don and Mike. I'm your host, Legendary Joe Ardinger, with you on this fine Friday afternoon, 4th of July Friday, Flush the Format Friday. Yeah! I feel good. I'm happy to be here. I hope you are, too. Let's get right back into the best. Hey, somebody's calling me. Let me just take care of that. But you listen to this. It's it's a grab bag for you on the best of Don and Mike.
This is something I've wanted to bring up all week on the show. Actually, a couple things about Rob and Rob's family.
Oh, good.
Rob's wife,
Carrie, my wife.
Mm-hmm. Yes. There's a reason I'm playing this
music. Don't get my hopes up.
And it's not because what Rob wants to do.
Uh-huh.
It was a thought that Carrie had when she was in church.
Yeah, she came home from church. I stayed home this week because I'm a heathen. And she said that the anthem was How Great Thou Art. And it was a long anthem, and her mind was wandering, and she started thinking about funerals. And she said that while she was in church, she was trying to figure out who my pallbearers would be.
Wow. You know, and that to me, that's right out of the Frida book. When Rob told me that one, I said,
wow.
Did she get a prompt on that from Frida? And Rob said, no, this is like independent.
Similar, though, because I know Frida for a long time was...
With the insurance thing and everything?
Getting life insurance. You got, what, now about 30 different life insurance policies?
Listen, if I die immediately, my wife's going to own a small country.
And so, I was shocked, naturally, and then I asked who she came up with, and she said, well, I had trouble coming up with six. I said, thanks.
Wow.
She said that, of course, my buddy Brad,
mm-hmm.
and I said, well, that'd be great. And she said, and then Don, Mike, and Buzz, mm-hmm. but probably not Mike because he's got a bad back. And I said,
so I'm off the hook then.
Only if you want to be.
No, I want to. Of course, I'd want to be there.
And she said, and then she said, you know, it's we're gonna have to come up with some more. If Mike's not there, then maybe Joe.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said, Joe would probably say, forget it. And
she was giving us a lot of serious thought.
I said, how long was this anthem? And she's really going in deep. And I said, and you know, I don't want to complicate things, but I'm not slight. You're probably going to need to go eight.
No.
And I'd really hate to think that we have to... I don't think it's right for you to go to relatives.
Mm-hmm.
I think relatives are supposed to do their own mourning.
They're great. Okay.
So I need to come up with three or four guys to carry my cord.
I think the rule is, I was a pallbearer at an uncle's funeral. I think distant. Like if you're like a second cousin once removed.
That'd be all right?
Yeah. My Uncle Bill Sheehan, I was a pallbearer at his funeral.
But nice to know that your wife is sitting in the Lord's home.
She was genuinely thinking it through, and she had not only the original ideas, but how she was arguing it with herself.
Wow. Have you thought about hers?
Well,
okay. Constantly.
Yeah.
Constantly.
You just need one person to carry that vase. And there she is on the mantle. There she is.
To be honest, it's not even going to be a vase or a coffin. It's going to be wrapped up in a carpet.
That's right.
Right, Rob?
No, you know, it's going to be one. It's going to be ceremonial,
mm-hmm.
because they will never find the body.
Right, exactly.
So
memorial service.
You know, you can put a shoebox in there.
Sure, and I'll light a candle.
Sure you will.
I mean, it won't be unsomber.
Light a candle so you can set the house on fire.
Nice to know, though, that's your wife is there in God's house. She's on God's mm-hmm. dime and sitting there thinking, when Rob dies,
who will be
carrying the box with his body?
It's heavy duty.
It is. More than
scary
one.
A little bit.
Well, yeah.
You know, you talk about, you make all these comments on the show. Do you ever think that maybe she's reacting to it subconsciously and on some level... Perhaps she's plotting a preemptive strike?
She's too bright to let it go, if that's the case. I'll never see it coming. Because if nothing else, she's crafty.
This is delicious coffee.
Hold on, don't go far, Rob. I got another thing about your family. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. The funniest moment on American Idol last night, except for the gay retard who was in love with... David Hasselhoff.
Oh, that was my favorite moment.
And listen, you know what else was good, really? I don't know if this is what you're going to say, and I'm sorry if it is, but that thing that they did on Primetime Live?
Yeah.
They did a satire on it?
Oh,
it was
great.
I thought it was so well done that Mad TV or somebody must have come in and said to them, we'll fix this for you.
Wow.
Let us make this funny.
Perfectly done.
Because it was pretty good.
I thought the funniest part had to be when they pulled out the marionettes of the Hall & Oates corpses. Flopping around in the chairs.
Yeah.
They did look feebed.
Yeah.
They looked totally feebed, and they're just like going,
yeah, there were a lot of losers there last night.
It was fun.
Poor Hall & Oates. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
great license plate story for you.
A license plate story.
Right.
A vanity plate.
Okay.
I was driving behind this little sports car, and the license plate said, IMBLND. And for a good 30 seconds, I swear to God, I thought I was driving behind a blonde person, or a blind person.
I am blonde.
I am blonde. I am blonde.
Absolutely scared for my life. Proudest moment.
That's worthy of a chime.
Are you blonde?
I am blonde.
Yeah, that makes it better. That's a good tip in.
Of course she's blonde. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Rob, I'll carry your casket for you.
Now, look, you got a ton. I bet all these calls are people want to carry your body, Rob. Hello?
Don and Mike.
Is this another guy for Rob?
Yeah, well, I not only will volunteer to help carry the casket, but I'll also cut open the side of a house and bring the forklift to get them out.
Now, what's to say I don't die of cancer and lose a lot of weight?
Rob, I've been on the receiving end. They're a particularly hostile group today.
Now,
the warm weather bringing it out, I think.
This is where we're going to show the soft, wonderful side.
Oh, good. Cuddly side.
Thank you.
You know, he did force himself on Carrie at least twice during their marriage. They have two kids.
Right.
Wonderful kids. And Julia's four and a half now?
She's four and a half. She'll be five at Christmas.
Wow. So. Mm-hmm. And this is a joke from Julia. You know, because this is Julia.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
You know, thank God that we have a child to fill the Bart/Cody role now.
Yeah, thank you.
On the show now that he's gone to college. Rob is graciously. Mike's always kept his kids out of the theater.
Yeah. Rob, thanks for picking up the slack.
No,
I appreciate that.
Rob's kids are now being worked into the show as our featured performers.
Right.
They get older, my grandkids will fill in.
There you go, from all over the country.
Uh-huh.
And it's a Julia joke on a cell phone, right?
She actually says, now whether or not she did this, I don't know. She says she made this up.
Oh, really?
Well, now why would she lie? She's four and a half.
No, she's my child. She'll take credit for another person's joke.
Okay, let's hear your, you still got it on your cell phone?
Do you know my number offhand?
Yeah.
And then you'll hear the dial, of course, the ringtone.
Like I don't have it memorized. 1-888-LOVE-ADOLF.
With all due respect, Rob, we take credit for a lot of your jokes.
Well,
the way it kind of works.
Hey,
got that reversed.
Did you see the Michael Jackson thing about the trial, that when they were going through that's your phone ringing. When they were going through the videography.
Rob, the timeline.
Of his actual place. No, they were showing they were showing each room in Neverland.
Mm-hmm.
One wall had all kinds of Hitler, strictly Hitler paraphernalia.
Wow.
And next to
In Michael Jackson's house?
Yes. And next to it was a collection of Three Stooges paraphernalia.
Really?
Yeah.
Weird.
I just read that today.
God, famous comedian.
Where's today's post? If somebody gives me today's post.
You know, if he jumps off a bridge or something, he's going to be the next Elvis, because he will continue to give and give and give.
Do we have the Washington Post here today?
They'll be finding stuff for years.
Okay, we go, Julia. Here we go.
Message from phone number 70.
Oh, no. That would be
no problem, Rob.
That would be bad.
La 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 la.
Received May 23rd at 1:52 p.m.
All right, here's Julia.
Daddy, hi. I have to tell you a joke that I learned nowhere. Why did a spider get on the computer? Because it wanted to make a website.
Ah.
That's so funny. Tell it on the show today.
Oh, there she's got the bug.
Hi, I love you.
Robert's going to say I know.
Bye-bye.
Hey.
Hello?
Hello.
For Daddy.
Yeah.
Do we raise?
That's good. Let's save it. What do we press to save it, Rob?
7-0.
Oh, I hope it's saved. Hi, Joe.
You can tell that's Rob's kid because she laughs at her own joke and says, "That's so funny."
Joe.
Like her dad.
Well, sometimes you have to remind Joe when the punchline is.
Everybody's boy is coming in here now.
It's the
heat. Yep.
Is that
I love Robert on that. It's like, hey.
That's his voice.
Oh, I love little kids that have that raspy voice.
Hold on, here we go.
He is a riot.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah. Well, no, it is.
I know.
It is. And Julia is hilarious.
Oh, she is a funny kid.
What was she doing the other day when I was on the phone? Oh, I'm on the phone with Rob the other night, and I hear clear as bell. I'm used to hearing Rob's kids scream and yell in the background.
And my wife.
Leah comes in. Daddy, daddy's. I'm on the phone right now. Uncle Don. Daddy, daddy, daddy. Robert's in the other room with a Sharpie, and I just can't stop him, Daddy. And I just hear,
oh, I'll call you back, bye. He's just drawing on the carpeting.
It looks like someone took about 3 yards of black string and just yeah. sprinkled it on the floor.
Oh, it's my boy.
And he looks up, and he's got that look, because he knows I'm about to yell.
Right.
And he's just like, nah.
He's doing his job.
He's gone. He's thumb.
All right, here's what I read today about Jacko. Playing a 19-minute video tour of Neverland for jurors, the defense pointed out 22 clocks on the grounds, blah, 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 blah. The camera also lingered on Jackson's multi-million volume library, where evil and ludicrous collide. He has a stunning collection of Hitler's SS sharing shelf space with a collection of Three Stooges scripts.
Wow.
Do you know that?
Wow. So what kind does he have, like, Is it written material, or is it...
Now, I read, because this was in the Washington Post, so I did a Google search, and I'm just after this off the top of my head,
yeah.
that he has...
memorabilia?
He has iron crosses.
Yeah.
He has pictures of Hitler. He has the swastika, and next to it, he has original Three Stooges scripts.
Just when you thought it couldn't get any weirder.
Yeah.
Hmm. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I knew that. Yeah, I knew he liked
you.
Yeah.
What idiots they were for calling Jay Leno as a defense witness. That worked out.
You knew he'd do that. No, it wasn't that big a deal.
Yeah.
It wasn't like Chris Tucker. I guess Chris Tucker got up there and just laid out everything from Michael Jackson, and then when
I feel this isn't right. This isn't right, my God. You better be careful. I think this lady's bad news.
Yeah. I mean, it's Chris Tucker. Yeah, talking about you.
That's right, Jay.
Yeah. I ain't seen nothing. Yeah.
I'm gonna tell him he's bad news. This lady's trying to end it.
Yeah.
Every movie he's ever been in.
Really? How many movies you been in?
A lot of movies. I'm all the same character.
Yeah. Two. Three. Rush Hour.
Rush Hour. And that woman, Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. Pulp Fiction. Yeah.
What's that for me?
It's Jay Leno.
Weren't you? Wasn't Chris Tucker in Pulp Fiction?
Was he in Pulp Fiction?
Or Jackie Brown? One of those. I think he's a guy that Sam Jackson shoots in the back of the Cadillac.
He just signed a huge contract, like a 4-picture deal, and they made a big deal over it in the trades because he's only really been in 3 movies.
That's right.
Hey Buzz, would you do an IMDb on him?
I'm on it. Yeah.
And see if he's been in either Jackie Brown or Pulp Fiction or one of those.
Jackie Brown, Pulp Fiction.
Chris Tucker!
Better be baby.
Mother Tucker.
Make sure it's not Forrest Tucker.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
He's very good, too.
Hello.
Yeah, I was thinking that the connection between the Hitler memorabilia and the Three Stooges is the Boy Scouts. Because I always thought that the Boy Scouts were a combination of Nazis and Three Stooges. So, you know, we know what Michael would want to do with Boy Scouts.
I'm really glad you figured it out.
I believe, Doctor, that analysis is shared by only you.
Actually, the connection would be those Three Stooges shorts where Mo pretended to be Hitler.
Hello. Which were funny.
Very funny.
There's Don Mike.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, how's it?
Hey, I was wondering when Mike stuck his helmet on, if he...
Yeah, am I, sir?
Sir?
Yeah.
First of all, hey, pal. I'm here. I'm in the studio. You're speaking to a room with me in it. If you're going to address me directly.
I was wondering if you look like the Great Gazoo from the Flintstones.
I do. To be honest with you, no, because really, that is the rap that I have on this helmet. I put this helmet on, and it's too bulbous.
And that is when the Flintstones died.
You hated the Flintstones after Gazoo.
When they brought the Great Gazoo, I knew that they had run out of bedrock ideas.
Yes, I don't think I have an unusually bulbous head. Why does the helmet sit so high on my head? That's my problem.
Protection.
Huh?
Protection. It's got lots of padding.
You looked cooler in your helmet than I did.
Of course.
Oh, of course. Okay. I will point out that I rode mine to work first.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, as far as the Michael Jackson thing and Hitler,
yeah.
it was reported about, I think it was 6 years ago, that's why he wore the patch on his arm. It's like sometimes red, sometimes white.
No, I've seen that. Wow. I thought that was a Farrakhan move. I thought that Louis F. was behind that.
No, he had a fascination with Hitler and some of his
not belief, but some of his clothes and so forth.
Yeah,
and
he did also steal a lot of dance moves from Hitler.
Yeah, he doesn't really line up with Hitler politically, but as far as his wardrobe, but
they both moonwalk similarly.
Yeah, you got the nice double-breasted. Yeah, all right.
Even so, it appears I am walking forward. I am moving backwards.
Yeah,
it's a little scary.
Yeah. All right, so he killed millions of people, but I mean, but look at his clothes.
Well, Jay, does that bother you?
Yeah, no.
You're polishing that up.
I got a motorcycle, Mike.
There'll be a little, there's something in your envelope.
I got a motorcycle, Mike. Yeah, I'm Jay Leno. Yeah.
Jay, don't you have like 50 of them?
Hello.
Are you there?
Hello?
Speak to us.
Yes, Don and Mike show.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey, you know, it's weird. It's like Michael Jackson's library is like the Don and Mike show. Three Stooges scripts and Hitler propaganda.
Yeah, his library is like that.
His library. That would have been fine if it wasn't library.
Yeah, that's too bad. Now you're dead. You have to go home in an ambulance. Hope you go by the library, though. Bugs, did you find Chris Tucker?
Chris Tucker's been in 10 movies. It started for him in 1994 with House Party 3.
House Party 3!
But he was also in Dead Presidents, The Fifth Element, Jackie Brown, which is the one you were asking about.
Jackie Brown.
All three Rush Hour movies.
Yeah. I'm excited about all the movies. I'm in it, Jay.
Isn't the third Rush Hour movie not out yet?
But it's in production right now, and he's in that one, too.
I love Jackie Chan.
That was in a movie?
Yeah, with Pam Morita.
Yeah.
Oh, Traffic School?
You ever seen that movie on HBO with Jay Leno?
No.
Jay Leno, who's wearing a sport coat like Simon Cowell wore the other night.
Yeah. And Simon Cowell does not look right in a sport coat.
And Jay, don't forget you were in American Hot Wax.
Yeah. Jay was playing a thug.
Yeah. Alan Freed,
Okay, hold on a second. What, that wasn't Chris Tucker? What is this? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, that it wasn't Chris Tucker that was in Pulp Fiction.
I believe, sir, that I had said either Pulp Fiction or Jackie Brown, and it was in Jackie Brown.
Yes.
And it was the scene where, because I know he just got out of the joint, and Sam Jackson goes to get his bond, mm-hmm. and then talks him into getting in the trunk of the car, and they play Starberry Letter, mm-hmm. 23,
right.
by Brothers Johnson, and then he takes out a gun and just shoots his ass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm not a smart man when it comes to a lot of things, but something like that, trust me, I'm freaking Einstein.
Mm-hmm.
The guy you're thinking of...
The movie's Jackie Brown, right?
In Pulp Fiction, you're confused because you're confusing him with Christopher Walken.
And this watch,
little man. I give you this watch, I'll be damned if I'm going to let some greasy... All right, thank you for the call, though.
Thank you.
Sorry that I'm, like, so right about this.
Yeah.
And you're so wrong.
I love the way you handle that.
But I do love Jackie Brown. You should rent that movie.
I will.
You should.
Have you ever seen it?
Yes, I have. But I'll re-rent it since you told me to.
Thank you.
Good man.
All right, thank you for the call.
Bye, Slick Russell.
May I speak to Larry King, please? It's kind of urgent.
Very urgent.
We will be right back.
Stay there. Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
You'll report to the stable tonight and every night at 1900 hours. And without that pledge pin! Do you understand?
The Don and Mike Show.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program, The Best of Don and Mike.
Thank you, Sonny. Hey, apologies out to the network. I realize that break may have run a little long. Got away from me that time, you know? But anyway, it's Friday, so we won't sweat it, man. It's a holiday weekend, so we won't sweat it. I'll try to keep it tight right now to sight the future. Let's get back to the best of Don and Mike. Hey, everybody loves this. It's time for another episode of Isn't That Something on the best of Don and Mike.
Sam McGraw is looking for someone who left a lucky bouquet. Back in the producer's room.
Now, there are not that many people that work in the producer's room. I mean, it's just Beth Ann and Joe most of the time, right?
She came running in here.
A real bouquet or our brand of bouquet?
No, she came in like yelling, who farted?
Our brand of bouquet.
Hello? What's up with these phones?
They're not good today.
Look at that.
Well, if they break, you know, our engineer's on vacation.
Now, how are we even going to make our call here for, hold on, there we go.
I can open the door and yell.
Oh, we got it. Here we go.
Right, let's find out. Let's get to the bottom of this.
So you came running in here.
I know.
On a mission.
Yeah.
Screaming, who farted?
Well, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Now, who was in the studio with you? I mean, who was in the producer's room with you?
Nobody. I walked in, and I walked into this. I go, who? Joe, did you fart? No. See, I don't think it was Joe and I.
Fans.
I know it wasn't me.
Who may have popped in there?
I don't know.
And as I asked that question,
Tony is on vacation, so the number one suspect
exactly
is out of
Bacardi Limon. Tony Diggs.
He's out of town.
You know what?
He's out of the country.
Well, whose office shares a
company? And you know, that's a good thing, because if he was in the country, there would still be a chance if it was a strong wind today.
I mean, if you know, the currents were right.
If he was down at the Outer Banks or something.
Depends on the convection.
He could roll all the way up here.
Whose office is closest to the producer?
Paul Gorgi.
Hey, how about that?
Yeah, but he's gone for the day, and I don't think Paul Gorgi farts.
Oh, you bet he does.
He does more than that, if you know what I'm saying.
He eats a lot of rich food and can't control himself.
I'm not listening. Now,
who are the likely suspects? Who may have popped in to the producer's room besides you and Joe?
Andrew could have come in. Julie could have come in.
Hold on, Julie.
That's impossible.
There was something here.
Okay, so now we're just listing the suspects here. We've got Andrew.
And Julie.
And Julie. Who else?
Who is still here? John Norman.
Has John Norman?
Has Colette left for the day yet?
Oh, Colette, yeah, she left at 4:30.
Oh, really?
She'd lie about it anyway.
She left early today?
Yeah.
Oh, like she lied about her security
key. She did, but that's okay.
Okay, well, get to the bottom of it.
Colette?
Pardon me?
I've caught Colette.
What, farting?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How do you, does she lean?
No, you just come around the corner.
Oh.
Mm. Maybe not Colette. I think maybe it was Andrew again. I think Andrew might have a problem.
Is Andrew still here?
Yeah.
Let's send him in, please.
Okay.
Thanks.
Wonder what he had for lunch.
I bet Beth Ann could tell us.
You know, and here's the deal. I think we can have this inquisition with Andrew, but it's just a quick denial by both Joe and by Beth Ann, who work back there. They're there all the time. And Rob has a theory as to who it is.
Yeah, I think it's Beth Ann. I think she was setting the table. I think perhaps she did something. It was bigger than she expected, and she said, if I say that someone did this, then she's off the hook. He who smelt it.
Dealt it.
That's right.
Well, I'm going to say Andrew.
And sometimes when it's...
He's already guilty, even though he's not in here yet.
Sometimes when it's really heinous, if you make a big deal about it, you immediately...
And remember, you can't spell heinous without anus.
Right.
I mean, I know you can, but I'm just trying to make a joke.
It worked well.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, Mike, and the gang.
Hi there.
Hi. Hey, you guys were talking about the smallest breast, I guess. That's a good term to use. How about a younger pre-implant Goldie Hawn?
You mean like when she was on Laugh-In or even before that?
Right around Laugh-In. And remember the movie Wildcats where she did the scene in the tub?
Did Goldie Hawn have implants?
I don't think she did.
I don't think she did.
Goldie Hawn is not in Kelly Ripa territory.
No, they're not spectacular.
Well.
Like,
we're talking
John Worley.
We're talking Laugh-In. I believe Judy Carne could have been a member of the club.
Judy Carne definitely could have been. But even Judy Carne, she would wear the halter tops occasionally.
Or Alan
there was
Sue's.
Something there.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
On the Goldie Hawn subject, how about Kate Hudson?
No, Kate Hudson.
No, I think
got lovely breasts.
Kate Hudson is okay.
They're small, but they're powerful.
Again, what we're doing is we are trying to compare these women against Kelly Ripa. Hold on. Hello,
Don.
Yes, Beth.
Andrew's gone.
Well, that's a big suspect. So it's only you, Joe, and Julie.
How long ago did Andrew leave?
Like minutes ago. I saw him walk down the hall. He must have been walking to his car.
May I ask what you had for lunch today?
I had my lunch at like 10:30 in the morning.
Yeah, perfect. It doesn't matter. What was it?
What did you have?
Meatloaf.
Hello.
Okay.
If I had done it, I would have told you.
What about Joe?
And why would I make a big deal about it if I had done it?
Because as Rob so accurately pointed.
Oh, he who smelt it dealt it?
Yeah.
What did Joe have for lunch?
How third grade? You're the one that came running in the room going, who farted?
Well, it was in our room. It was in our place. It's where we breathe.
I've scented candles. If that'll help.
I know. I got to come to Buzz Bath and Beyond.
What did Joe have for lunch?
What did you have? You have barbecue? Leftover barbecue.
Chicken Tracy, maybe?
Yeah.
But see, I think Joe's body is so used to that lunch that it probably wouldn't have any adverse effect on his digestive system.
All right. How's the phone riding today?
Are you talking to me?
No, talking to Mike. Hey, goodbye.
And as always, yeah. Don, great.
Mike, we're going to do something now we've done before. Now, it's not Isn't That Something or How About That?
It's not.
It's called
It's Not.
How About Something Isn't That? It's just a hodgepodge.
How About Something Isn't That?
I mean, I really don't have a name for it.
Okay.
I don't remember the last time we did Isn't That Something? It was like a competition.
Yes.
To see who could get the most in or...
And I have another idea.
Okay.
Why don't we do expressions that... And we will see how many... We can't duplicate our expressions of wonder. And they can be anything from Isn't That Something to...
Golly.
How about that to my...
Wow.
Okay. My word...
You're on.
All right.
You're on.
And each of us has to, we cannot speak unless we are saying, we're giving an expression of wonderment in a different way.
Gotcha. Now, we'll put 5 minutes on the clock with this lady. Are you chatting with her now, Robbie?
No, I'm not. She's expecting your call.
Okay, thank you. What's the setup on this thing from CNN? Woman finds $3,000 in garage sale chair. Linda Stafford's been going to garage sales for 30 years, and now she found $3,000 in a high-back chair she bought at a garage sale for $2.
Wow.
So we'll call her up.
I've used one already. The simple wow.
Yeah, but we reset when she answered.
Okay.
All right. 5 minutes. And she's ready for the call?
I'm expecting it.
To go on the air?
Gotcha.
Okay, again, it's How About Something Interesting Isn't That?
Right.
That's the name of this new game.
Hello?
Hi, is this Linda?
Yes, this is Linda.
Linda, hi. Don and Mike show here.
Okay, how are you doing, Mike?
Well, we're doing great. Welcome to the part of our show we call How About Something Isn't That? Tell us what you found in that garage sale chair.
Well, the chair was in our garage. Actually, it had been there a couple years.
Was it really?
I don't know when I got it. I think a couple years ago. And
that's quite a while ago.
Yes. Yes, it had been sitting out there because I kind of like to collect things from garage sales and then redo them, you know?
Saints be praised!
Yes, really. And so... And so, yeah, we were out there, my daughter and I, trying to figure out what to do with some stuff. And she thought she heard something in the chair, and we unscrewed the bottom, which was the false bottom.
And always be aware of the false bottom.
Yeah, be aware of the false bottom. I'm saying.
Isn't that something? Wow.
Yeah.
Can I ask you to hold on 1 second? We have to do a news update.
Oh, sure.
We'll be right back. Okay, she can't hear our microphone.
Okay, now.
I don't have enough off the top of my head.
You want to change the rules?
I mean, do you?
I probably not.
Do you have enough? I mean, like...
I might maybe be out at wow and
golly,
safety phrase.
Golly.
Gee whiz.
Holy mackerel.
Let's go back to... You want to play Puss?
You know. Sure.
Do you want to?
Sure.
You got to talk like this, though.
Oh, see, that's the part I don't think I can do. I'll prompt you guys.
What, Robbie?
And her daughter's there, too, if you want to get her involved.
So. Okay.
Hey. Slow down, slugger.
Do you think her daughter's as hot as Kelly Ripa? How old's her daughter?
So which game are we playing? Are we going to play the...
I don't know.
Isn't That Something?
Sexy daughter game.
Let's play the Isn't That Something. How about that?
All right.
And Buzz, you're playing too.
Well, I don't do the voice, so...
Well, you have to do the voice, Buzz.
Okay.
You gotta
hi there.
There you go.
Yeah,
there
you
go. Hello, are you back?
Yes.
I mean, we're back.
All right, we're back.
Hi.
With Linda Stafford, who had a stroke of great luck by finding $3,000 in a chair.
Tell me something. How much did you pay?
A couple bucks.
Isn't that something?
Isn't
for the
that
chair?
Something.
And that means that your net profit would be, if I'm not wrong, something like $2,998.
Yes.
Amazing.
Gee willikers.
Pretty
golly. Wow. That's a showstopper.
I was screaming.
That'll pay some bills.
Pretty loud. I was screaming pretty loud.
I'd scream, too.
I scream, you scream.
We all scream for ice cream.
How much ice cream could you buy with
that? Probably quite a bit.
Yeah, isn't that something? That's a lot of ice cream.
A bit of Ben and Jerry's, I'm telling you.
Which one do you like better, Ben or Jerry?
You know, they're both about equal. I like them both.
Amazing.
Kind of nice guys.
What'd you say? Amazing?
Amazing.
What's amazing?
I don't know.
That she likes Ben and Jerry equally.
Oh, equally.
That one goes to me.
That's right. All right,
you guys
win.
Smoking out there.
What was that?
Stuff?
What was that, darling?
No wacky tobacky on this show.
I kind of wondered about that.
What did she ask you for, smoking?
Yes.
Listen, we pass on grass. May I tell you, though, about Puff the Magical Dragon? Have you heard that story?
Yes, actually.
That's quite a story.
That's a drug song, and I don't condone it.
Have you seen the Meet the Parents?
Oh, that's right, when they
that's
talk about
it's
that.
From.
That's where it originated.
Isn't that a good one?
The song came from that movie.
Isn't that a good one? Are you there?
You guys.
That's special.
Where are you from again?
We're from we're from all over.
I can tell that.
So they put the thing in the money in the chair and wrapped it in paper towels?
We get around.
Yes.
Round. Get around.
That's a song.
We get around.
Yes.
How about that? Wow. So did you spend the money yet?
No, it's in the bank.
Wow.
It's in the bank. What's the oldest?
Said that one already.
What's the oldest bill you've got?
It was like a 1928.
Oh, that is old, baby.
My lands.
Yeah.
That's an old bill.
But they aren't worth any more than face value, which is fine because that was a nice little...
Christ sakes, that's great.
Really?
Saints be praised.
So how many bills total
are
there?
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
I'm telling you.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I got my hands on the radio. Can you hear me? Amen.
No, you're...
Ernest Angley didn't say it.
Amen. So you're a lady that bought a garage sales chair and found $3,000?
Yes. Yes, I are.
Incredible.
Jesus H. Christ on a hockey stick. That's a story to end all stories.
That's a good story.
That's a showstopper.
Well, curl my hair.
Well, maybe we will.
How many bills total were there?
You know, I can't recall how many there were. It was 10.
Amazing.
And 5. 5, 10, and 12.
Said that one already.
She didn't even answer anyway.
I know.
You got to wait for the answer.
I came up with the rules and I'm not playing the right way.
How many bills? How many bills?
I didn't even count.
Can I just say something for putting up with this foolishness?
What's that?
Bless your pea picking heart.
I'm chill.
Aren't you just as sweet as a fresh made pie?
Is
sitting
that right?
On the windowsill? I think so.
I am so excited.
You are as nice. You are as nice and sweet as the day is long.
Will you still go to garage sales?
Of course. But of course.
Brilliant.
Hold on. I'm playing with rank amateurs now. That's the best you can do. Brilliant.
He said it. I did.
I said it.
That's where you find the bargains.
The bargains are at the garage sales.
Yes, they are.
Do you watch the TV?
Mm-hmm.
Do y'all like the Matlock?
Matlock?
Do you like the Matlock?
You know, I can't recall watching Matlock.
Have you gotten any other bargains?
Not like that.
Nothing like that?
No.
That's too bad. See, that one would count as well. I'm like making a statement. That's too bad. That's like a cliche thing, almost like...
But it's not an expression of wonderment.
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad.
It's hard to realize you guys are for real. Are you for real?
No.
I didn't think so.
No, yes.
Thank you!
We are fictitious characters.
We are 100% for real. Let me ask you something.
What was the color of the chair?
It was basically brown.
Incredible!
I know it!
Did you know in that chair you were sitting on a fortune?
I didn't know that.
That's not an expression of wonder.
I don't care.
You're playing now. You're playing the cliche game. We can all do that.
Trying to keep
really
off.
Well, you know, when you can go to a yard sale and for mere pennies, and remember, a penny saved is a penny earned.
That is astounding.
Astounding.
Getting back to the chair thing. Astounding.
Are you a super bargain hunter?
Sort of, yes.
Are you a coupon clipper? A super saver?
No.
You rise early for the blue light specials?
No, I don't.
Tell me something. How's your Christmas fund going?
I don't have one, actually.
Astounding.
She doesn't have a Christmas. And that's not astounding.
It is to me.
Are you a penny pincher?
No.
You pinch the penny?
Do most of your garage sales exist in garages?
Yes.
Because I find that normally in my neighborhood, they put the stuff just out on the yard.
Yes, that happens too. But a lot are in garages, yes. Depending on the weather.
Yard. I'm out.
She's throwing you nothing but right down the middle salt balls.
Great!
Okay, guys.
Well, we want to thank you for being on. How about something? Isn't that anything? Can you tell me, how do garage sales differ from yard sales?
I think there's no difference, actually, at all.
Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm, that's...
What about a tag sale?
The same thing.
Tag you're in.
The same thing.
Hoo-ah! What's your favorite Al Pacino movie?
Oh, no.
I like the Scarface. How about you?
I'm a Serpico fan.
I like Scent of a Woman.
I like The Devil's Advocate.
He's a crippled man in that one.
He's blind, not crippled.
Mary?
What, he was in the Tracy's window.
He was in Dick Tracy. I'm sorry. Rob's writing me a note. He was in Dick Tracy.
Yeah. Dick Tracy?
I don't know. He's in Dick Tracy with Warren Beatty.
Yeah, he's the best.
Linda, how's the weather in Nebraska? Cold enough for you?
Yes, it is. Cold and rainy.
Has it been raining cats and dogs there?
Yeah, quite a bit. Yeah.
Be careful if you go outside and not step on a poodle.
Yes, for sure. Although I don't like poodles, so.
I love the little crazy things.
Do you really?
Yeah, as long as you clip them, they're pretty clean animals.
I like mine on a spigot. Nice holiday weekend. You put one out there. You put the apple in the dog's mouth.
Are you talking about cooking a dog?
I live in a Korean neighborhood.
Very good. Congratulations.
What say you? Isn't this something?
How about that?
Well, listen, Linda, Mary, we want to thank you for being on our show.
You too.
Hold on.
Good luck. May you, we wish you buena suerte. At all the different yard tag garage sales you go to.
Until next time, don't forget our time is very valuable. Current time is 9 minutes before the hour. Until next time, hope that your time is a good time with us. Thank you, Lucy.
And remember, it's not the heat.
It's the humidity. Isn't that right, Lucy?
That's right, Lucy.
All right.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Leslie. Hold on, Leslie. Leslie. Hold on and have a chat with our producer, please.
Good luck turning over your tables.
For being on the show. First, let's find out what she's saying.
Yeah.
And then Buzz.
Hi, Linda. Guys. Hey, it's Rob. Thanks for taking the time to talk to the guys. They really appreciate it. Oh, yeah. They're silly, but they really command a big number. You'd be surprised.
Big number.
You'd be surprised.
No, they're not scary. They're older.
Scary.
They had a good
time. Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed your time as well.
How did she think it went?
All right. How do you think it went? Washington, D.C., but it's a national show. Can you assign it a letter grade?
That's nice.
Yeah.
Jesus.
A letter grade.
She's a chatterbox.
A, B, C, D.
Now she talks.
Come on. Jesus Christ.
Like a C. Like, well, I mean, A, B, C, or D, you know.
With this?
No.
Give me the phone.
See, okay. Hold on.
See, got a solid.
Hey, Mary?
Linda.
Linda, hi, it's Don again. Hey, listen, what's the grade there, honey? The guy with the doughy head can't get the answer from you. A, B, C, or D? How did the interview go? Come on, make a decision. Please. A C. Okay, C's a good letter. C's a really good letter.
See you in Toledo.
See you in Toledo. Thanks, Mike. Bye now, Mary.
Linda.
Bye, Lucy.
Linda.
Bye, Aretha. Bye, Aretha.
She seemed nice. That was a wonderful interview.
She's still on the phone?
No, she's gone.
Oh, she gone?
She's gone.
Are you there? Oh, you just hung up as well.
I did. Hi, Mike.
Holy Nebraska. Hi, Rob.
See, you kind of is that one. Buzz, what was the final? Were you keeping
the score? What was the final score? It was impossible to tell because we were all over the road
what
with
do you
the
mean
rules.
It was impossible.
We were all over the road. What are you talking about? What interview were you listening to?
It
was supposed to be declarations of astonishment, and then it morphed into something else. So I
found the whole segment to be perfectly lucid. So did I. I mean, normally we do stuff that's unstructured, but I think we really had it down almost too formatic.
One expression for you, on the mark.
That's right.
Bullseye, once again.
So who wins?
Everybody wins.
Good answer. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
I'll give it a C.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, man, it's Big Dave. Hey, let's
sorry to disqualify.
I am sorry if you had just said you were Dave.
Call back when you're a normal size.
So long, Dave. Big with the Dave. Weight problem, you would have gotten right through. But not yet.
My name is Dave. I have a bit of a weight problem.
We'd
How
say,
are you?
Well, we'd say welcome, friend.
The problem with
you don't call the show right away with the nickname.
The letter grade she wanted to assign was M, because she thought I wanted something really from A to Z.
Oh, so I guess with her way of thinking, M was right in the middle?
Yeah. She must be retarded.
She got straight M's in school.
That's a good expression. We'll be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
So are you Chinese or Japanese?
I live in California, that's 20 years, but first come from Laos.
Huh?
Laos. We Laotian.
The ocean? What ocean?
We are Laotian. From Laos, stupid. It's a landlocked country in Southeast Asia. It's between Vietnam and Thailand, okay? Population, 4.7 million.
So, are you Chinese or Japanese?
The Don and Mike Show.
Expertly aged, like a fine cheddar. The best of Don and Mike.
Right, right, right. Best of Don and Mike. Don and Mike returning July 11th. But in the meantime, to catch up on all things Don and Mikey, Don and Mike-ish, go to DonandMikeWebsite.com. Pick and click. Anyway, so here we are, Friday and big holiday weekend. So I think it's time for Karen, the bipolar drunkard, on the best of Don and Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Hi, we've been fine.
Wonderful. Just a little update for you. Today in Rochester, New York, 75 degrees and sunny.
Right, you know, we
are trying every day.
We
now
appreciate the effort from
Sounds
Rochester.
Like a beautiful day in Rochester.
Thank you. Gentlemen, I'd also like to issue a request.
Yes.
I would like to challenge our good friend Mike to a round of golf, if you gentlemen ever do come up here.
You know what? Count on it.
Yeah.
If we ever come to Rochester, I'm playing golf with you.
On me. You got it.
I'd look forward to it. Lunch included?
Fly out to Vegas right now. Lay that bet, sir. Lay that bet.
As soon as we get there, I'm playing golf.
The deal is
as soon
made
as I get off the plane.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Don?
Yes, and Mike. Hello.
Hey, you guys got to ask Kevin James about his comment about Florence Henderson on the Friars Club.
Well, I don't think we're going to be able to ask Kevin James anything because he's missed his call-in time today. I mean, unless he calls in later.
All right.
But, you know, we are busy. Even though we don't have guests, we do have things to talk about.
That's right. Of course we do. We can't hold up an entire radio program just for a TV star.
But what did he say?
He was saying that Barbara Eden has moved to the second place behind Florence Henderson as the woman he'd the most like to have sex with.
I think I saw that.
Okay.
And it was funny. All it was right. Very, very funny. Yeah.
It wasn't funny from you, but I'll take it from Mike that it was funny on the, funny on the TV. Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Mr. O'Mara.
Yes, sir.
Did you bring the private helicopter to work today?
No, I brought another more macho, cool way of transportation
today.
I brought the sickle in today.
I just want to say that you, sir, are my hero for the private plane.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You are my hero. God.
Appreciate that.
Could we throw that around a little more?
Hero. Hero is an overused word, Don.
I am goddamn. You know who's a hero?
Who?
Batman. Okay, right. Let's end it at that. Let's
He's
end it right there.
He's a superhero.
And here's another thing. If I hear one more radio show where I hear a caller say, thank you for taking my call, can I just point out to you the reason that we're here, the reason that every schmuck on the radio is here doing this type of radio,
uh-huh,
is to take your calls.
Right. Yeah, we thank you for really calling in.
Yeah, I mean, although we don't like saying it to you.
It would be redundant if we said it to everybody, thank you for the call. Some people do that. That's not our style.
You said do-do. Uh-huh. Some people do-do. Oh, this ever happened to you? I'm sorry, that's an awful segue, but it's just something that happened today. I'm coming into work. I'm making the turn up there by the Exxon place.
Uh-huh.
And the guy in the car behind me suddenly appears in the lane next to me. And the guy is just going off screaming.
Wow.
I mean, now he's
screaming at you?
Well, looking at me.
And screaming.
We're next to each other. And
might assume that's directed at you.
And I'm like, what the F is this about?
Yeah.
So I sit there for a second, and I roll my window down, and the guy is still just, and I'm thinking, did I cut this guy off or what? The guy looks at me and rolls the window go down, and he goes, yeah, what's your problem? And I'm ready for him. I said, what's your problem? And he said, I got no problem with you. I said, what are you screaming at me for? The guy said, I'm on the effing telephone. He's having an argument on the telephone,
yeah.
And he's got the hands-free thing happening.
Oh.
And I hear, I swear to Christ, I'm right up there at the Exxon. I hear coming through the speakers in his car that.
Right away, I know. So the guy happened to look over to you at you as he was having a fight with his wife.
He said to me, he said very loudly, "Oh, somebody's cell phone went off. I bet it's important."
Just a minute. Hello?
Mike.
Who? Yes? This is not the residence. This is not Dennis. My name's not Dennis. What are you, Dennis? What can I do for you? Yes, speaking. Yes. Oh, okay.
Mike, you know we can hear this.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Okay, that's great. I appreciate that. And Dennis. Hey, Dennis. Dennis, I'm on the air right now, and my side of this conversation is going out to about six million people.
So is his.
It's the guy from the VW place.
Dennis,
why don't you call back? I'm going to turn my phone off and just leave a message, okay?
That's right.
I left my phone on by accident. Are you there, Dennis? Dennis just hung up on me.
Yeah. Oh, he's frightened now. He's embarrassed, and he ran.
He really, really hung up on me.
Germans are efficient. He was ready to move on.
Holy nightmare.
But there we go.
Oh, it's going to sleep.
Goodbye,
now.
Sprint. So I'm very embarrassed. It's the second day in a row I've screwed the show up, and I really want to say I'm sorry. I am trying to focus today. I came in with a whole new lease on life, and the one little detail. Mm-hmm. You know, you attend to a few things. I got a couple of responsibilities. Show up before 3 o'clock. Walk in the studio. Make sure my headphones are plugged in, and keep my phone turned off.
Yeah,
and I didn't do that.
Yeah.
God damn it, Dennis. I don't even know the guy.
Dennis at the VW place.
Wait till I get off the air.
That ever happened to you?
What's that? The guy like raving out when screaming on the cell phone?
Never mind.
Hey, come on. You know I was tracking with you. You didn't think I would, right?
No,
you really thought that I'd say, what are you talking about?
No. I knew you were. Oh, you but now the moment's gone now. Now,
how did the date end, though?
Yeah, she was screaming. You heard her screaming.
Yeah.
Did he just roll the window back up?
No. When I heard the... I just looked at him, and I know he's arguing with his wife.
Yeah.
And then he says, I hear him now because he's right next to me. All of the windows are up. He says, I'll call you back. He presses the button, and he goes... I wasn't looking at you. I'm looking at that way. I'm looking that way. I'm looking that way. He says, what's your problem? And I thought you were yelling at me. And he said, I'm talking to my wife. And then the window goes up.
Yeah. There's, you know, around our area, and I guess what are we now? Number three or number two as far as traffic is concerned?
Number two.
I think we're number two in the country.
Behind L.A.
And people are... But really going out of their mind.
You know, I've seen this before, and you see it at a light, too, where you see someone talking, and you don't see anyone in the car, and you know they're not talking to themselves because they got to be on the telephone. That's understandable.
But you know, hands-free or not, it still appears that they're insane and talking to themselves.
The guy, though, in this case, was looking at me, and because we were at a stoplight, he was talking with his hands, and it was just screaming.
When you will have, like, a conflict in traffic, and you want to just tell somebody, you ever lip sync? Where you don't really say the words, you just mouth the words like you go, oh yeah, you,
yeah,
right,
yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, absolutely,
I love doing that.
Yeah,
you really have to.
Yeah.
Stay sane.
Many times
necessary.
Many times, Maze. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don.
Yes, Ed, Mike. Hi.
How are you both?
We're great, thank you.
I'm getting married Saturday.
Hey,
Mike.
Bonus. Yeah.
What?
No, nothing.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
No. You call in, and Don is very gracious to say, and Mike, very often when rude people like yourself call in and don't acknowledge my presence.
I did acknowledge you. I respect your presence. How's your pony?
You don't.
It's not respectful.
See, you're an asset. That's not. And you know what? You're much like me. Your marriage is going to fail.
Oh, thank you.
Sorry, I just thought I'd get right to it.
Oh, I
get right
I appreciate
to it.
That.
So many of them do.
Because you are not a nice person.
Okay.
But what can I do for you?
I just was hoping I could get a greeting from either the two. I don't know. I was hoping for something positive, but we've already blown that.
Yes, you have.
I would say.
Yeah, and very good, but no, we haven't blown it, have we?
I would say.
No, I did.
This would be an issue between you and Mike.
Mm-hmm. But you know, listen,
yes, sir.
You've acknowledged it, and I think there's some remorse there. Don't you think there's a little remorse on the part of this guy, Don? Just a little bit?
I didn't feel offended by.
You don't have a dog in this fight, I understand. So it's between me and the caller.
Yeah. Mike?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, apology accepted. Now, a clean slate. What can I do for you?
I just wanted your blessing, that's all.
All right, you know what? I'm actually giving you the old Catholic Pope sign here.
Oh, you're doing that thing.
And I bless this union. What is the lovely bride-to-be's name?
Her name is Stacy.
Stacy.
Stupid Stacy.
Yes.
And your first name, sir?
Dumbass.
No, seriously, what's your first name? It's Stacy and?
Brian.
Brian?
Both-legged Brian.
Oh, God. Please look down upon Stacy and Brian and give them a lovely life together. Here you go.
Until it falls apart.
So it falls apart.
That means a lot to me.
Due to Stacey's intolerance when Brian's at.
Hey, Don?
Yeah. Yeah, what?
I like you.
Well, thanks. I'm not looking for the affirmation. Thanks, though.
Yeah, I know. You got kicked out of the church long before Mike, so.
Did you get kicked out before me?
When I got divorced?
Oh, yeah. Yes, you did.
Yeah, that's right.
True. Are you getting married in the Catholic Church?
No, sir. My father's marrying me.
Oh, your father's married. Is your father a preacher?
Nope.
No.
Is he a tugboat captain?
He's my lover.
He is my lover.
Get out of here.
Good luck to you all.
He's marrying his sister.
No. She's a hooker.
Hello.
And she can't teach in Oregon, so he decided to marry her.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, boys.
Hi.
I just wanted to say, thanks for taking my call. How you guys doing and whatnot?
Trifecta.
Get out of here. Love there. Don and Mike show.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
My boss has a lease on a NetJet. I want to pick up your mother and sister and take them somewhere.
Thank you, no.
So you can...
Thanks so much for the call. Hang up on him.
I did.
Scaring
me. He just wants to take him somewhere.
I did. He's gone, Mike.
Man, oh, man. Take him what? To that little house where you have the well?
Somewhere dark.
Don and Mike show.
Radio guys.
Hi there.
Hey, how's it going? Hey, thank you for taking my call, and you're welcome for my call. Hey, I got a suggestion. It's a little late. The ass hat.
Yeah.
Why don't you just put ass on it?
Now, that was a thought, but really, you got to have it saying ass hat.
Yeah, so people
that's already
know.
Been an executive decision. That's been made. It must say ass hat.
Yeah. It has to say ass hat. It can't say ass.
Yes. See you later.
So aggressive.
Hello. Todd and Mike show. Hi.
How are you?
We're great, thank you.
Oh, I'm having a blast. I got through.
Holy Las Vegas.
Well, you got through. Congratulations.
What can we do for you?
Last September, I weighed in at 320 pounds
Baby.
And decided to work my ass off and do something about it.
How'd it go?
I'm down to 200, and as a reward, my husband asked me what I wanted, and I said either a trip to Las Vegas or a trip to see you guys. And instead, the stupid BA gets me a trip to Alaska so I can go see whales.
Are you eating something right now?
No, she lost a ton of weight, Mike.
She's lost 120 pounds, but it sounds like there was something in her mouth.
So you lost a ton of weight, and your husband wanted to take you to Hawaii?
No, I wanted to go to Vegas.
You want to go to Vegas?
Or come see
or
us?
Or come see you guys. Right.
Okay,
and, my heroes.
And thank you, but there are no... the word is overused. The word is overused. The word heroes is overused.
How,
I don't have something in my mouth. I've got, like, a belly full of rum.
Oh, you're bombed.
All right, rum.
All right,
rum.
You're bombed right now. So, what? Where did your husband take you?
He's taking me to Alaska to go see whales.
He's taking you to Alaska to go see whales.
Wouldn't a mirror have been cheaper?
Rob.
Which I think really sucks because I'd rather see you guys because you guys are my heroes.
Yeah, but an Alaskan cruise is supposed to be spectacular.
And listen, we can see you anytime.
I'd rather go gamble than come see you guys.
Gamble.
I don't need to see whales. All I have to do is look in the mirror.
You want
to
gamble? Yeah. Raise your heart rate.
No, but you guys are wonderful.
Oh.
You guys are wonderful.
No, true. What kind of a rum drink are you having today?
Bacardi, 151. The nectar of the gods.
Rum and beer.
It's nectar of the gods.
Yeah.
It's
straight. You're having straight up.
The tea is silent.
And
it's nectar of the gods.
I'm from Wichita. Oh. So say hello to Buzz.
Hi, lady.
He's right here, rum lady.
Like the sexiest voice on the planet.
Oh, wow. Very sweet of you. You're drunk.
Make another rum and pizza.
Don would be wonderful if he wasn't married.
Yes.
And Mike's just a great big old teddy bear that I could just, hug and squeeze and call him George.
And you are just a big old boozy.
Yes, I am.
What's your goal weight?
I'm like the biggest drunk on the planet.
What's your goal weight, darling?
Only, 235 in the afternoon in Kansas.
She's not listening. I was wondering how many more pounds you have to lose.
I still have another 120 to go.
And
I'll be happy.
Have you bathed today?
Yes, I have.
In what form did you bathe today?
In rum.
I soaked in my lavender bath water.
Wait, you said you've got 120 and you're 200. Do you want to be 80 pounds?
No, I was big old guy. My goal is to get down to is 130.
Stop kidding around.
You want to be 130.
I want to be 130 because okay. That's ideal for my height.
So you got about 70 more pounds to lose.
Yes.
Now you realize when you hit your goal weight, it's going to take a lot longer to fill the tub up.
No, is this just the displacement thing?
Yes, exactly.
Which is, scientific.
You see, you're still sharp. What, you having that straight up or with something?
With my Bacardi 151.
No, yeah, I know you're
rum.
I bet it's rum and Coca-Cola.
Rum
regular?
And Coke?
I bet it's regular Coke.
Well, Coca-Cola is lime, you know.
Yeah.
Coca-Cola with
the
lime.
The lime and the Coke unit, you know.
Are you having a regular Coke or a Diet Coke?
Well, a diet with lime.
A diet with lime.
Yes, the new one. Have you seen the commercial? It's so funny.
How many have you? How many of you enjoyed this far today on this fine Wednesday?
I started with a pint, and I'm waiting for my husband to get home from work with another pint.
Sure. Now, do you often drink at home, waiting for your husband to arrive?
Yes, because you can't drink and drive. That's against the rules.
That's right. That's good for you. So
now,
sharp.
May I ask how you have the luxury of getting bombed at 2:35 Wichita time in the middle?
Because the liquor strengthens at 9.
Have you no children to feed, no dinner to prepare?
And I was sober, and I zoomed there, and I went and picked up the first one. I have no children, because children are kind of evil.
No, that's,
yeah.
You know what, this woman...
I have a responsibility, and I don't accept the responsibility.
Fetal alcohol syndrome. If this woman had a baby, be, you know...
Wow.
Children of thalidomide.
You don't do this every day, do you, ma'am?
Well, maybe not. How about you?
Frequently.
Yeah, every day.
That's it. You know, hey, way to throw it back into my court.
You guys are the greatest. And, you know, I tried for like 900 years to get on the air, but you know that silly Joe guy who does the phone thing.
Yes.
He's mean.
You know what I think you
Joe
need right
mean
now?
Mean to you?
Hang up on me. He would keep hanging up on me.
I think you need to have another drink right now.
Okay, I will.
Can you fill
Thanks
up?
Thanks for letting me on there. I appreciate. I love
Hold
you
on, no. Fill up a drink with us on.
Yeah,
there.
Have a drink while we're talking.
Have a drink.
I feel a little tipsy just
is
talking.
Your,
is your glass empty or is your glass full?
Well, I'm just finishing the one I'm working on.
My
glass is never empty,
yeah. You know, I like it when somebody says, I'm working on it.
And here's what I want to say to you. Let's just eliminate the middleman for right now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take that pesky glass out of the equation.
You want it to drink right out of the bottle?
Just put the bottle right up to your lips.
No, it's one that you want to man it'll eat your esophagus.
Yeah.
Come on.
And everything else on the way down.
She's probably got to cut it with a little Coke.
She's got a little mixer in on it.
She's looking out for her health.
Okay.
She's got to mix it with Diet Coke.
Okay, go ahead.
If you must.
This came from years of being the manager of an adult bookstore.
You were?
Oh, you worked in porno.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, perhaps we've met.
A fat chicken porno.
Excitement Video.
What's the name of your place?
Excitement Video.
Excitement Video.
With an X.
Excitement Video.
Plus, I would imagine there probably aren't a lot of those places.
I
don't know many.
There's 4 stores here in Wichita.
Yeah.
A fat chick like you ever do phone sex?
No, that's nasty. You gotta do it in person so you see what
did
kind
you
of
have those
no,
but I mean, did
much
you,
cleaner in the bookstore.
Did you ever work like on the other side, being the woman answering the calls?
No. I gave advice when guys would come in doing the, I'm getting a tape for a Bachelor movie, you know.
Right.
I'm like, yeah, right, whatever you say, what are you into?
Did you have peep shows in your bookstore?
No, well, there was booze in the back, so they dropped quarters in and saw, you know, movies.
That's gotta be nasty.
Did you ever get?
Yeah, I did. But you know what? If you get a paint scrubber and you scrape the dry stuff off the walls, it's better than it wet first.
Yeah. Wait for it to dry.
I was just gonna ask.
It makes a slimy mud.
I was just gonna ask. How often did you have to clean? How often did you have to clean those booths?
Well, we have to clean the booths 3 times a day.
Yeah, 3 times a day.
That was amazing.
I would imagine there would be guys waiting to be the first one in because after that, I mean,
yeah, forget about it.
You know,
they really don't care, especially like the guy Vegetable Man, because he was in the like vegetables behind after he left.
Vegetables?
He would leave vegetables behind?
Carrots, cucumbers, etc.
It was really nasty. Oh, my God. No wonder you drink.
When I worked at a job, I found out that men are the biggest pigs on the
planet. Oh, my God. I guess
really, honey.
So.
Listen, sister, I don't know.
Yeah, they are. But you know what? I worked on commission, and the fact that men are pigs made me a ton of money.
Man, that's incredible. How many years did you work in an adult bookstore?
5 years until I got married. My husband wanted me to quit.
Oh, can't blame him for that.
And now you just sit around.
You know, he's out building airplanes because that's what they do here in Wichita.
Right, the air capital of the world.
That's nice. You ever drink and fly?
No. No, I don't like this guy. That's dangerous.
Man, you're fascinating. What's your first name, darling?
Karen. K-A-R-A-N. My father wanted me to...
Hey, Rob, it's Karen.
It's unusual.
Yeah, it's not the right
name. No, it's not the right... And besides, it's Karan.
Right?
K-A-R-A-N.
No, don't say it like that. It's just Karen. It's just Karen. Don't be like that.
Karen?
Don't be like that.
Karen?
Let's
try
me, John, but Mike's a big old teddy bear.
There you go.
Thank you, sweetheart.
I thought you liked me.
Joe can just go, like, down south and live there forever. further south in Texas. The far, like, where the flames live.
Darling.
That's where Joe can go.
Where the flames
live.
Okay.
Even though you said I'm mean, let me ask you something.
He is. He's mean.
No, this is John now. You said I'm mean.
No, I think she said she liked you.
No, she said I'm mean.
Both.
She said she liked me, and then she said I was mean.
He can be angry, but I love Mike, because he's a big old teddy bear.
Let's try this.
Oh, dear.
She's
coming at me again.
Let's try the alphabet backwards.
Oh, very good.
Go.
Z-Y-X-W-Z-2. I don't know that guy.
Hey, she got it.
That's why I'm laying in bed and I'm not driving.
All right. Please count to 50 by threes.
50 by threes? God, that's math. I don't do geometry.
It's really 3, 6, 9, 12.
Please.
Try it by twos. Can you get to 50 by twos?
By twos?
Yeah,
okay, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20, 24, 26, 28, 30, 32, 34, 36, 38, 40, 42, 44, 46, 48, 50.
Hey, very good.
Good.
You're fine. You can have another 10 drinks, you'll be all right.
Have another one.
Right. Oh, I will.
And you're are you smoking with those drinks?
I quit smoking cigarettes.
Oh, you quit smoking cigarettes.
What are you wearing? Hey, baby.
Because, God, they'll get cancer, you know.
Are you wearing a house coat right now? What are you wearing?
I have shorts and t-shirts on because I was painting my kitchen before I called you.
Oh,
guys.
You were painting your kitchen.
What color?
Yeah, because
looks like those men were painting your store.
Harvest gold and bottom.
Sounds like Beth Ann's pants. Harvest gold.
Harvest gold.
Harvest gold.
Coming back.
Uh-huh.
Karen, you're a lot of fun.
Oh, okay, but I'll let you get back to your show because I'm probably taking up too much of your time.
No, not at all. We love talking to nice drunk ladies.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you very much for calling. tell Joe he's just a bad opinion of characters. He should have put me on way earlier because I tried calling every day.
Yes, we will go back and verbally berate him now. You tell him he almost let a good one get away.
I think you should beat him.
Beat him? Like physically beat him?
Beat him, like, with a stick with nails in it.
Oh, right. My. Well, that's suddenly quite violent.
Because he is his name. He kept calling.
The way? You mean
he hung up on and he talked nasty to me one day.
The way your husband has talked about you for years?
My husband thinks you guys are, like not interested.
Do you think if he could get away with it that your husband would kill you?
Oh, yeah, he would.
Oh, really? So it's the relationship's not on a firm foundation?
That's what's great about talking to a drunk,
he's a
lie detector.
And he's just married me for appearance.
Oh, really? And now we're in a whole different... Don, way to go.
No wonder she smelled it here. It was great.
And when I bring this up to him, I sometimes get punched, so I don't bring it up to him anymore.
Yeah, don't.
But he would, because he is, I am married for a bit, but I don't have to work, so.
Yeah. You don't have to work. That's
I don't have, well, I do work. I have a flea market booth, which, is just so, like trailer trash, but I live in a house, I'm not in a trailer.
So you have a flea market, and but most of the time you don't have to work.
I work on the weekends when the market's open.
Would you consider yourself
a... I'm here for...
Now something's really coming up. Do you consider yourself basically a happy woman?
No, I'm manic depressive.
You're manic depressive.
Manic depressive.
Are you bipolar?
Are you bipolar? Are you are you happily married?
No.
How long have you considered your husband to be, as you put it, a faggot?
Well, we've been together since 1991.
Wow.
And what year did he approach faggotry?
Like 6 months after I met him.
Right after you met him?
And do you love faggy guys?
No, but I get what I want, and he gets what he wants.
You want what he wants. And,
no,
well, if
they each get what they want.
I have a place to live. Because, Lucy, I'm a convicted felon, and so it's hard to get a job.
You're a convicted felon. What okay. What did you do to get a conviction?
Forgery.
Forgery.
Of course.
Yeah. We keep learning more and more.
This woman is like the magic eight ball, isn't she?
This is a record.
Every
caller.
Time you turn it over, there's another great answer.
I am bipolar. I was off my meds. I went on this little check riding string because when you're on Manix, you spend lots of money.
Now, who am I to say? God knows I've abused and everything in the world, and those that I have and I will in another life. But if you are diagnosed as bipolar and you're on meds, you probably shouldn't be getting bombed in the middle of the afternoon.
No, because, no, and I should be taking the meds, but I don't, but...
Oh, you're not taking
your
meds.
Oh, you're not taking your meds now?
No, I'm prescribed for them.
Self-medicated.
Well, see, you really should probably go
back. See, I'm starting to come near here because, all I do is just, cook these meals and keep this house for my husband, and I give him the persona that he's straight.
You give him the perception that he's a straight.
So when you're mentioning that word, so you believe your husband is legitimately gay.
You really think he's gay?
Yes.
He is. And you know this because?
I've been told.
You've been told. So you think you're a beard, basically, is what you are?
Well, but see, I tricked him. I tricked him. And he, basically admitted to me in the middle of this trip.
Karen? Karen?
Yes.
Someone's come into the studio that you might want to talk to.
Joe.
It's Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Karen.
You go away, Joe, because I don't want to talk to you because you hang up on me.
But, Karen, I'm not mean.
He's not.
Yes, you are.
I just think you're a fat, drunk, psycho pig.
Oh,
yes, I am.
Joe.
I'm a pig woman. You hear me?
Puts the headphones down and walks away.
Yes, I am pig woman.
I said what I wanted to say.
All you're happy with himself.
You're a fat, drunk, psycho pig.
Joe's all happy with himself now.
Good.
Sorry about that, Karen.
Darling, we must break for commercials.
I'll talk to you later. I'll enjoy the rest of the show. Thank you very much.
Karen, call anytime.
Thank you, Karen. Yes.
Okay, bye.
Call again. Bye-bye.
Bye now. I miss her already.
I do, too.
Karen.
Wow.
From Wichita.
Man, she's lost, 120 pounds.
Thank
on her
you.
Way, right?
Yeah.
And she's blessed with a happy marriage.
Yeah.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Beer here. The beer.
Beer. Did you hear that, Marge? Delicious, frosty beer.
The Don and Mike Show. It's the best of Don and Mike.
That's right. Best of Don and Mike. I'm your host, Legendary Joe Arnger, with you. Don and Mike returning July 11th. Happy 4th of July weekend, everybody. It's Friday. So let's get right back into it. This is one of my favorite segments. I've been waiting quite some time for this one. I think this is the one where Don and Mike goof on Todd McDermott. He's a local anchorman here at Channel 9. Channel 9. I had to cough there. In Washington, D.C., and they really kind of rake him over. Let's check it out. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Where's last night? Did you see the guy? This is Darrell Hughes. Michael O'Mara Preschool.
The guy that said high school?
No, it wasn't. It was like not even high school. It was.
I thought it was high school.
They've done high school before. It
really?
Was the first time I think they'd ever really said like a kindergarten or a pre-K.
Pre-K.
You know, Mike, actually I had the same thought last night, and I thought of sitting
Wouldn't
those
they
big
all
stupid guys down, and then the director saying, all right, I want you to look down. Now look up slow. Now, look mean.
Look mean.
Now smile.
You know,
because that's the clip they show of them.
And right. You know what that's very similar to? That's very, very similar to what you see at all of your local stations with the anchors.
Oh, yes.
When they
absolutely.
Say, like, you know, Mike O'Mara, a man you can trust. And you know when they are doing that, they're saying, okay, Mike, look down at the desk. Now, look up. Now you're serious. Now, make us feel good.
You got to use the right name for that, though. Todd McDermott.
Have you seen the ad with Todd McDermott and his guitar?
Yeah, and his kids.
Okay, now, there's this guy who's a mannequin.
Channel 9, right?
Channel 9 here in D.C. The guy is just a mannequin. I mean, he makes Stone Phillips look like a real boy.
Right.
Okay, that's how bad this guy is.
Exactly.
He's one of these guys. He's got the classic good looks.
How are you?
He does really talk like this. J.C., we're very concerned for our friends down in the Gulf. And they're doing everything they possibly can to humanize this robot.
Got a bit of the dookie eyes, though.
Yeah, he does. He does have the ass eyes. He does.
Yeah, a little bit.
He does. And they are going out of their way to try to make this guy appear to be human, not the robot that he is.
He's no.
So one of the commercials that they ran during the football game on Sunday, it's this guy, the anchor, where he says, "You know, reporting the news means a lot to me, but unwinding and spending quality time with my family does too. We enjoy music." And then they go to a shot of his kids. And this is just not uncomfortable to watch.
Aren't the ads for anchors are very similar to political ads for, like, gubernatorial candidates?
Yeah. And they show the kids, you know, the nice, regular-looking kids, braces, pimples.
Yeah,
and
we don't know that they're his kids.
And they've got...
might have hired them from the agency.
And they've got the guitar.
The anchor agency.
And, you know, one of them is playing, like... and the other one is playing the bass and going boom, boom, boom. And then they show good old dad, you know, Todd McDermott, who's casual in his Ralph Lauren polo shirt and his sensible jeans.
Puff the magic dragon.
The news anchor that we're supposed to trust, he throws the guitar over his shoulder and he starts, like this happens every week in their rec room, he starts jamming with the kids. Cut to the announcer who says, "This tool cares about his family and cares about you on 9 News." And then here's how it ends. Back on the news set, and it's him, and he's wearing his suit, and he's wearing his news clothes. And he goes, "And that's why at 9, there's news, and then there's family." And he pulls out the guitar on the news set.
Oh, God.
And it makes me want to throw up every time I see it.
Why do they feel it's necessary to humanize those guys? Do they really feel that, do their massive research projects that they do for all local news tell them that those are the kind of ads that are going to work?
Sure.
That people are really going to care?
You know they do.
I can't speak for everybody, but they make me hate the guy.
Of course.
Right. Rightly so.
And I don't, you know, he's
wouldn't
just...
it be great? I think ESPN proved a long time ago. Wouldn't it be great if they just go in the opposite direction?
Yep.
Just try to be funny. Like, hey, family means everything. And then you see the guy at a strip joint or
would
something.
Would it be nice to have... Or just the truth.
Now I'm watching.
Know, "Hi, my name is Fred Jones. I'm the new anchor on Channel 7. You should know, I'm a drinker.
Right.
I got it under control now. I'm a drinker.
Get that out of the way.
I've been divorced a couple times.
Right.
Okay. You want to do a search on me? All right. So, you know, they said I was going 85. I didn't see the school bus. I'll be bringing you the news every night right here on Nitwitness 7.
Just tell the truth. Show what the guys really do to unwind. And really, and it's no fun anymore because Mike Buchanan's not in the anchor chair anymore.
Hi.
Hi. Let's see what Mike Buchanan does to unwind.
Yeah.
Here we go. Fun time ad by all.
Yeah, it would be great. Hi. Hey, Rob.
How about they take a camera crew out to George Michael's house?
Our sappy music.
Show him looking in the mirror going, "Who's the man? You the man."
Or like the fall music. Do you have that one anywhere? That's on a car, right?
Yeah.
And you know what we should really do? We should tape this, like the Channel 9 promos where they're trying to humanize this robot. And it's too bad because he is next to really just the sweetest piece of ass in TV. Her name is Tracy Neal.
Tracy Neal's the best one in town.
And I mean to tell you, if you want to risk electrocution, go ahead. But if you just want to lick the screen when this girl's on TV.
I want to see what Tracy does to unwind. Yes.
I think
more
you know,
that,
I
really
think you know
do.
What she does.
You know, she has a spot. She goes off-roading.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She goes four-wheeling?
Oh, yeah, I like when she hits the bumps.
In her get-to-know Tracy Neal spot?
Wow. Pretty hot.
Wouldn't it be great
if she wearing a cute outfit?
Yeah.
Really?
Do a good job with
it.
Tube
top?
Yeah.
Hot pants. Hot pants. Like Foxy Brown.
No,
we're going
topless.
Over a boulder now.
She's topless, but it's tickling.
Wow. She's topless in a pickup truck.
Wouldn't that be great?
Going four-wheeling with Tracy Neal.
Yeah! They're really honest. They're on the news set. "Hi, folks. I'm Todd McDermott. Why should you watch me on Channel 9 News? Well, I'm drunk.
90% of the time I'm delivering the news to you, I am legally drunk." And then they just show him. They show him like at the end of a long bar by himself, just knocking one back.
"Hi, everybody. Todd McDermott. I bring you the news on Channel 9, and tonight I pose a question. Is it really wrong to touch yourself?"
Oh, I got one. Here we go.
Okay, you ready, Mike?
Yeah.
Here we go.
"Hi. I'm Todd McDermott of Channel 9. A lot of people ask me, what do I do to unwind? Well, in my life, internet pornography is very, very important.
Todd McDermott, tonight on HD9.
Oh, God, local news. I love it.
I'm Todd McDermott. I give back to the community. Do you know that these days a high-class prostitute on K Street will run you $75 to $90? Sure, I have a record. I can read a teleprompter like a son of a bitch.
That's all you need. I'm Todd McDermott of Channel 9. You know, I love giving you the news. But you know what I like even more? Illegal street racing. Yeah, it keeps me young as I go out every Saturday night in some back road and race the kids. Lots of fun. Huffing paint.
Hi. Hi. Todd McDermott from Channel 9. Snuff films. Have a great weekend. See you Monday. Todd McDermott. Hi, it's Todd McDermott. I give back to the community. I have to. The judge said it's 150 hours.
Community service. I'm Todd McDermott. It's McDermott of Channel 9. Let me tell you about my passion. Illegal hunting.
That's right.
Hunting animals that are already confined to a small area with fences. Everybody bags a trophy.
Todd McDermott from Channel 9. I've seen that Channel 4 has a program called Wednesday's Child. That's admirable. Want to talk about buying a child on the black market? Call me.
This is Todd McDermott of Channel 9. You know, I love bringing the news to you, but what I like even more during my free time, Thailand sex tours. Thank you.
Todd McDermott from Channel 9. Have you ever had that itching that just won't go away? It could be a venereal disease. Hey, look at me. I've had them all.
We're family here at Channel 9. As a matter of fact, right now, I'm wearing Tracy Neal's underwear. I'm Todd McDermott.
Hi, it's Todd McDermott. Sure, I've experimented with drugs and cross-dressing. But my counselor says I'm doing much better.
Todd McDermott here from Channel 9. You know, in my spare time, I like cooking. Not the kind of cooking you might think about. I like cooking crystal meth in my spare time.
Todd McDermott from Channel 9. You know, it really doesn't taste like chicken. Human flesh, that is. See you tonight after the game on Channel 9. Okay. Are we out?
Yeah. I'm okay. You're okay. And it's all good with Todd McDermott until the scabs make it up past the neckline. That's right. I'm Todd McDermott, and I'm a cutter.
Oh,
that's right. As soon as we're done at Channel 9, I like cutting myself. As a matter of fact, if you don't have a serrated knife close by on the set, I can't make it through your 11 o'clock newscast.
I do it for the pleasure. I do it for the pain. I do it for you.
Channel 9.
Hi, I'm Todd McDermott. I am covered with hideous body sores. Hi, it's Todd McDermott. 8 pills a day was such a hassle. Down to just one. Bringing you the herpetic news.
This is Todd McDermott. There's something you might not know about me. I love the beach. Going down to the beach, lying on my stomach and having my wife squeeze the pimples on my back. It's big fun.
Hi, it's Todd McDermott. Proud to be on Channel 9 in HD. Watch out for the lepers.
I'm Todd McDermott, and I love this city. And what's better than getting off of my newscast at 11 o'clock and hitting the streets of Washington and shooting homeless people with paintball guns? I videotaped the whole thing, not for you to see, but for me to watch and enjoy. I'm Todd McDermott.
Yeah. Oh, now we can really... Hi, everybody. Todd McDermott. Tonight, hate crimes.
What's behind this alarming rise in our nation's capital? I went out with a can of spray paint.
To find out how fun it really is.
Oh, hi, it's Todd McDermott. You know what I love most about Channel 9? Topper Shut. He's my bitch.
You know what Topper and I like to do? We like to wear ladies' pantyhose, put on high heels, and crush small furry animals.
Hi,
Todd McDermott here for clown porn. Lots of fun
with your Channel 9 news crew.
Hi, everybody. Todd McDermott, a proud member of the Adult Diaper Club.
The Diaper Pail Club.
That's what it was. That's right, the Diaper Pail Club. Oh, if now we have to get a copy of the tape of the promo of him playing the guitars. So
absolutely.
This makes some sense. Although everybody's seen the jive humanizing promos.
Don't you think what we've just done has humanized Todd McDermott even more, though?
Oh, do I, Mike?
Mm-hmm.
Do I?
And then just a quickie 10-second one. I'm Todd McDermott. Pull my finger.
That's the short version.
And then Tracy pulls it.
They both have a laugh.
And then, but after the laugh, they get this little, it's like, whoa.
Todd McDermott.
Humanize them all.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Todd McDermott. I couldn't make it in Wichita. I had to go to Washington.
Are you calling from Wichita?
Yeah, he used to be here. He's Miller. He's married to Melissa McDermott.
That's right. You know, I should enlighten this caller from Wichita. We love Wichita, but, one might say that was a promotion.
Yeah, you wouldn't really say you're leaving Wichita to go to D.C. and you've fallen on your face.
He just enjoyed it.
Thank you.
I think he went from Wichita to Baltimore to D.C.
Uh-huh.
In New York, then right. To D.C.
Uh-huh. Oh, so he did fall out of favor in New York.
Well, he spent some time reporting in New York, and now he's an anchor. Right. So I don't know if that's a lateral move or not.
Stalker. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, easy.
Don and Mike, Radio Gods.
Hi there.
Hi. I had a question about my fellow Buffalonian, Wolf Blitzer, in his interview. He was talking about, he was talking to Jack Cafferty. Was he interviewing just him or the rest of the Beaver Brown band?
You know, as soon as I heard Cafferty, I thought of that. I'm glad the guy said that.
You simply get chills every time you see these poor individuals. As Jack Cafferty just pointed out, so tragically, so many of these people, almost all of them that we see, are so poor and they are so black. And...
Wow. Jesus. How come this has gotten no play?
Oh, because some people get away with things
how
and
come
other people don't.
Gotten no play.
Give it time.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, people.
So poor, so black.
Wow.
I'm Wolf Blitzer. So rich, so white.
So white.
Back to you, Anderson.
Anderson Cooper.
Hello. You're on the air. Oh, now, come on.
Come on.
You're killing us.
Hello, caller, it's you. You on the telephone, you.
Hello, people.
Nope, sorry. Missed your opportunity. Got to be on, you got to be large, you got to be in charge. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, when Todd and Melissa McDermott left here in Wichita to go out east, it was a big deal, big promotion. Everybody was happy for him, and I guess, you know, he was always a cheese ball when he was here, and I hated watching him. But the great thing about it is the great story here in town is that their co-anchor, this chick named Kim Setti, when he left, I think she got all angry that she didn't get the gig, and she just let herself go. And so what's happened is over the last, I don't know, 8 or 10 years since she's since they've been gone, that she has just gained weight and got bigger and bigger.
This poor woman.
She's like,
unfortunate.
She's like Star Jones size now.
So she's had to live with this. And tell me something. Do you think when she worked with Todd, do you think there was anything going on between she and Todd?
Oh, no, not at all. But the thing that's really funny, and this is how you know when somebody's really fat on TV, is when they're under the lights, because, of course, she's so fat, she lost the night gig. So now she's on, like, for the 6 in the morning and the 12 noon gig, you know?
Put them, yes.
Right.
Yeah.
She's so fat that last week I saw her under the light giving the news, and a trickle of sweat came down her forehead.
Now, what is this sweet lady's name?
I think it's Kim Setti.
And what's the station?
I think it's the CBS affiliate.
Buzz, will you do some recon on that?
Buzz might be able to get us a picture.
KWCH Channel 12.
Yeah, look her up. She is.
I'd love to see a picture of her. You know, don't they have those websites, right, for those TV stations?
I'll look and see if I can find her.
There is nobody. I mean, now this woman is not like fat like you would have to be lifted out of your house with a crane, but in Ocean City, Salisbury, Maryland, on the CBS affiliate.
Yeah, a place where really I'm still amazed they have a television station.
WBOC. There is a chick that does the weather there. It's exactly what this guy was saying. She does the mornings and she does the noontime. All I know is her first name is Jean, and Christ, she's as big as a barn. I swear to God. And she wears suits that Orson Welles must have worn. When this lady comes on TV, I mean, really, she makes Susan Kidd look anorexic.
Isn't it fun, though? I mean, it would be boring if everybody was pretty that was on TV.
Hold on. Buzz found a picture. You know,
that's Kim Seti. But this, who knows when this picture was taken.
That's a cute picture.
She's not fat here in this picture.
I should point out, being a fat guy myself and having a few photos taken, that is the angle right there. That is mid. That is not even the full chest. That is basically from the clavicle on up, which means you really can't tell.
And it's a small picture, but she might be jutting her chin out enough to take away any folds. maybe.
I think she looks cute in that picture.
She is pretty.
Yeah. Like in that MILF way.
You got to know how old the picture is, though. Pictures can lie. That's for sure.
Steady.
I think if you really pan down, she could have the El Junque and Trunco.
Thanks, Val.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I got rid of on Channel 4 was Marianne Salinas.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And here's the thing about Marianne Salinas.
I bet she got a bigger gig because she was pretty good.
And this is why a lot of you, like me, should be disheartened when you want to think about dieting.
Mm-hmm.
This chick, Marianne Salinas, she used to be really fat. I was amazed she was on TV.
Right.
But she was a good reporter.
Mm-hmm.
She must have lost like 70 or 80 pounds.
Wow.
Then I found she's just really an unattractive woman.
After all the effort, you realize you just, you could be like Al Roker. You have your stomach stapled, you lose all that weight, you still have that fat head.
No gain.
And there's no weight that's coming out of there.
But there was this lady on Channel 4, and I thought, for being a fat chick, and a fat by TV standards, she was pretty hot. And when she would wear a red sweater around Christmas time,
right?
Oh, baby! And they run the they got to keep it cold in the studio because of the hot light.
Thank goodness. Yeah.
You know. And let me just say this: as long as we're on the topic, if you're listening out there, anybody out there listening, Shannon Bream, let them breathe.
Shannon Bream,
Weekend Anchor, Channel 4.
You know, after the whole Stephanie Abrams thing on the Weather Channel.
She's kind of got the uptight...
I'm hanging on every word when you're talking about
She's got the uptight hair, like the picture of the girl from Wichita that Buzz just had.
Oh, you mean like the old Liddy Dole hair?
Yeah. Yeah, but she's smoking.
Really?
And I'm sure she straps him down.
Where's she again? Where do we look for her?
NBC4.
NBC4. Oh, Channel 4 local weekend.
Yeah, weekend, yes.
Weekend. Shannon Bream. I think I know who you're talking about.
And you know what? I bet Doreen Gensler has a Shannon Bream doll that she puts pins in. A voodoo doll?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because Doreen Gensler, even though she's mighty handsome, listen, let's be honest. As James Brown said, it's a man's world.
Yep.
You can have Jim Vance, who's the anchor, who now looks like Grady from Sanford and Son, and whose teeth slip out of his mouth.
Right.
I shouldn't say that. He did a very nice tribute to Frida on his newscast, but it's true. Mm-hmm. Listen, Jim Nance will be there until he is dead.
Right, right.
He will never lose that job because he's an institution.
You think Doreen, they might be making a move?
Yeah, I think so.
Doreen's got the pancake face, though, for TV.
I think they got a bunch of young, pieces of ass in training over there Channel 4. All of these young, and that Shannon Bream.
As the parade passed Wendy by.
Wendy's stuck on Live at 5.
She seems to be there permanently.
Wendy Rieger, who was only there to balance out the teeter-totter act, that is, Susan Kidd.
Yeah.
And Wendy Rieger.
How do you not like Susan Kidd?
Oh, though? I love Susan
Kidd. She's terrific.
There are these two chicks that anchor the Live at 5 show on NBC, and poor Susan Kidd, every year they make her do the thing in Sweeps with, like, do these diets really work?
Right.
Our own Susan Kidd, and the whole time I'm screaming,
Why don't you have Liz Crenshaw do this feature? Why is it always poor Susan Kidd?
When you say Susan Kidd and Teeter Totter, I always have to think Tater Totter.
Susan Kidd fluctuates a little bit, or has she not been fluctuating the last few years?
No, she's very big into the B. Arthur type pantsuits.
Yes, she wears. Yeah. She's got a million pantsuits.
Yeah. So on Live at Five, you've
some
got
of them, some of them look like they could have traded. She could have traded clothes with Cedric the Entertainer.
When,
I really do believe that.
You got Wendy Ringer. Changes her hair color every day.
Who's that?
Wendy Ringer.
Wendy does. I haven't seen Wendy since she went brunette.
Her hair is blonde and it's pretty. It's like Tiger Woods. And meanwhile, really, no offense. And what do I care what these people think? Really, what she needs to go see, I've said this from day one, a good dermatologist, and Wendy Rieger would be out of this market.
Yeah.
A good dermatologist, and she would be a network anchor.
Well, she's, in her 40s, mid to late 40s.
I know,
so.
The old gray mare. She ain't what she used to be.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Hey there, Bobby. I guess they found a cure for the cooties.
I don't know. What are cooties?
Well, when I was a boy, that's what we called the germs you got from girls.
Oh, you mean like chlamydia?
Huh?
What on earth are you two talking about?
The Don and Mike Show.
If you haven't heard it, it's new to you. If you have, shut up and listen anyway. The Best of Don and Mike.
Welcome back, everybody, to The Best of Don and Mike. I tell you what, we've got so much show today. I'm just going to keep my mouth shut and get right back into it. It is now time for a Friday favorite on The Best of Don and Mike.
Right, get right to the Friday favorite.
Time now on this game, it's cash for you and me.
And here we go.
Amanda was spoken about earlier this week from March of the Penguins.
How do you do?
How are you?
Hey, Morgan Freeman.
Yes, I narrate March of the Penguins. I'm very popular with the children, parents, and everyone who's telling me, you know, what a great time they've had going to the film. They really enjoyed it. I think it's a family deal that you can see the way penguins live and the way they exist and follow them. It's a magnificent documentary tracing the penguins. I had a chance to spend some time with the penguins as well. And, I didn't have the best time.
With the penguins?
No. And I'm not a fan, but I know the documentary is very popular, but I'm not a big fan. No,
you know
I'm
who
not.
Is, you know who's in this week?
I find them to be dirty, vicious, rabid, diseased, crazed animals.
Huh.
That I'd stay away from.
The lovable penguins.
They march because they have small brains, and they follow one another. They march right into the sea. I don't care for them.
How's Sonny Jurgensen doing?
Ah, Sonny Jurgensen. He's fantastic. I like him quite a bit. He's a wonderful man. Hall of Fame, HOF.
We had him on the show earlier this week.
I met him one time, and he gave me an SJ-9. I said, thank you, number 9. I appreciate that, Sonny. Good man. Good man. Yes.
We had
those penguins, though, filthy, flightless birds. They nest in their own stink. And they're careless lovers.
Careless.
I'm sorry. It's a cloudy day. I might be feeling a little blue. I love to get outside, tan and freckle. I truly do.
How are those freckles? Or...
No, they're not freckles. I'm kidding you.
Spots?
They're moles.
Yeah. Oh, those are moles on your face?
One of the things I have to do, Don, is I have to have them checked every day. Almost every day I have to go to my special dermatologist and check them. Because each one of these could be something very bad. And it could develop into something very, very evil and ravage my body. So I've got to have them. And occasionally I'll have them picked off and removed. And I keep them all in a jar, mason jar at home. Morgan's moles. That's what I say.
Morgan's Mason.
I should tell you that shaving presents a difficult time.
I think.
Very, very difficult for me.
Right.
I'll tell you right now.
Yes?
I do not enjoy the shaving process. It took me years before I stopped bleeding.
You know, you were in a lot of movies. You were in the Batman movie this year.
Yes, thank you.
You were in...
Thank you very much. Thank you for acknowledging my work. I appreciate it. I was in The Million Dollar Baby.
I didn't know you. I never saw that movie.
I played opposite Clint. Clint Eastwood, a magnificent director.
Hey, did you get to see his mitts?
His man breasts.
His mitts?
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. We both have them. Mine aren't as significant as his. He worked out much more vigorously.
Uh-huh.
Vigorously when he was a younger man. And so his musculature that is in the top part of his body.
His musculature.
His musculature is,
right,
is prone to sag, giving him the illusion of real female breasts. Yes.
I always loved it in that movie that you did with Chris Rock, Nurse Betty, when you would just say Betty.
I was a hitman.
The way that you pronounced Betty.
Betty. Yeah.
Betty.
Let's go find Betty.
Okay, here's another good one with your voice.
Yes, of course.
In that dumb Jim Carrey movie where you're God.
Ah, yes. Come upstairs and see me.
Bruce?
Bruce, why don't you come and see me? I'm going to send you back down. I'm going to send you back down with all of my powers. I played God.
I know you did.
You're a special actor when you can play God. I don't mind telling you. Oh, from the neck to the groin, Clint and Jessica Tandy, identical.
Huh.
Absolutely. Same bodies.
Oh, you worked with both of them, right?
I'm driving you to the storm, Ms. Daisy.
Now, listen,
thank you so much. I thought I'd do that for Rob. Rob had told me that one of his favorite movies of all time was Driving Miss Daisy.
Well, you know why?
Why is that?
Because you drive around an old white.
Oh,
because
I'm the help.
Servant.
Yeah. Of course, I forgot about
him. You're the hired help.
I had completely forgotten about his mind.
Mm-hmm.
I'd forgotten about your mind. And now I know that you're evil. And I'm not going to speak to you anymore.
Okay.
You understand? You look at me right now, Rob Spiewak. I'm not going to talk to you anymore. Because you are evil.
Okay.
With your blue flowing shirt, your crew cut. I know the cut of a person like you. You're bad. Bad news. Go on, get out of here. Hey, I don't want to talk to you anymore, Betty.
Bruce.
Yes, in Bruce Almighty, the big file cabinet was a complex special effect. Do you remember that? When I opened up his file and flew across the room lightning fast.
That was a special effect.
I love special effects, CGI. Wonderful to watch CGI, and I truly, truly enjoy myself. I do. I love being here. I love life. Life's been very good to me, Morgan Freeman. And March of the Penguins is something I'm proud of. Although I don't care for them.
I thought you just said you hated penguins.
I hate penguins, but I like the work. You can understand that, can't you? I like penguins in a movie. I don't like them in real life. When I was around them, flightless birds in their own stink, not pleasant to be around. I didn't like them, vicious. They would nip at you. It was nasty. I'll tell you, the file cabinet laughed until I made. I'm not doing that. There you are.
Hey, what about... Weren't you like the narrator in War of the Worlds as well?
Yes. It was a sad time. Sad time when the aliens would shoot their little missiles down deep into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And then years, hundreds, thousands of years later, they'd surface at the proper time with a coordinated effort to do one thing.
What's that?
Destroy mankind. Very, very dangerous. Very scary. And Tom Cruise did a magnificent job. I think he's a good actor. Very good actor. He's
really?
And it's a good time when you're around him. Yes, they are not aliens from Jupiter. I know what you want me to do. Jupiter, innocent. I understand the way your mind works, Spiewak, and I'll tell you right now, peppermint.
Pepsodent?
Yes. All right. I know what you're trying to make me sound. You're trying to make me sound like one of those old TV shows you like so much.
Television.
I'm not Kingfish, Spiewak. Just remember that, all right? I'll kick your ass right across this studio. I don't mind telling you. Oh, my goodness.
Kingfish Freeman.
But I'm looking forward to the money and the checks that will come in after March of the Penguins. We're planning a sequel.
What's that?
April of the Penguins. It should be a good time. Even though I don't like those dirty little bastards crawling all over me. They're just like little insects with slick, greasy feathers. Nasty. And they're not even real feathers. They're just dirty. And they smell offensive. They do. They smell like vomit. That's what penguins are all about to me. I have said it there.
What about Ashley? Who's that chick that was in those movies? Ashley Judd.
Ashley Judd.
Who's in those movies where you're the crime guy?
She is a princess.
Yeah?
She's my little princess. I love Ashley Judd. I'd do any movies with her. She's a real talent. A serious actress who takes a job seriously.
You ever let her bite off any of those little bumps on your...
She could bite off anything she wanted to, brother. I may be a late 70s man, but I like her. I do. She's fantastic. Oh, man. Ashley Judd and Morgan Freeman, a good duo. Together we fight crime. And we have a good time doing it, too. Finding those nasty-ass serial killers all wherever they hide. I say, it's time, Ashley. Come out of your trailer. Time to film another scene. And, of course, if you're too nervous, do what I always do.
What's that?
Have a sip of wine.
Now,
yes.
When you come by...
I sent Ashley as a gift after one of our shoots, a solid brass melanoma. It was wonderful.
Wow.
Delightful. She enjoyed it, too. Just a tiny little one, little speck. You should put a little little piercing thing on and put it in her ear. Looks like a stud.
I know.
A gold stud now, but it's actually my gold-plated melanoma. Not a melanoma. It was a biopsy.
Ah.
Negative, thank God. Benign.
Thank God.
Benign. Benign. It's my favorite word.
What is it again?
Benign. Benign.
Use it in a sentence as if you're a doctor giving me some medical news.
Ah, I know you were very nervous, Mr. Sauce, about what was going to happen, but I must tell you, the results have come in from that thing we removed from the middle of your back.
Yes?
Thank God it's benign.
Bravo.
4 + 5 = benign. Yes. Hallelujah, glory be. Notice you got some new staff members on.
Yeah, now I was going to mention this, that I know when you come by, you normally, you've got like a vignette, like with that dramatic music about everybody on the show.
He's a narrator. I do narrations for the newer members. I've done it for all of you. I've still been researching you, but I've spent close attention to the two people in the back room that I don't think I spend enough time looking into their dossiers.
I know that the playlists today will be about both Joe and Beth Ann.
Yes.
And as it turns out, it's a special day for both of them. Joe's future father-in-law is here, and Beth Ann is wearing a dress.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've researched both of them. One, I've got some interesting results, nothing too extraordinary, but one very extraordinary that I don't think you're even aware of.
Okay, well, can we start with Joe?
I'd be glad to.
Okay, Joe, if you would...
Joe.
You'd come in here, please, Joe. You ever have one of those... Rob, you see what I'm doing? This is just queer. I got an itch that I just can't scratch, and I'm having to use a CD box to do it.
Oh, yes. There's nothing like that satisfaction when you scratch an itch. When I do that occasionally, those skin will flake off.
Mm-hmm.
Not fun at all. Not a good time. Be careful.
Morgan?
Yes?
You've played God. You've played the president.
I'm one of the great narrators of all time, mm-hmm. and I'm used in Hollywood on a regular basis, both on camera and behind the scenes, behind the microphone.
Now, if you would be so kind...
I would be kind.
As to look at this gentleman and tell us what you see.
Here he is. Sweet, doughy-headed, soft spot, still intact, borderline retarded Joe. Drinking beer, answering phones, eating barbecued chicken.
Mm. Hope your father-in-law is listening to this, Joe.
There really wasn't much more to say. Or was there?
Is he in the background listening?
Yeah, oh yeah.
He's in the background?
They all laughed when Joe told them he was 41 years old. The world's oldest phone screener was a source of great fun on the Don and Mike show. Nobody knew that Joe was, in truth, the oldest one in the building. Not 41.
No?
27 years older than anybody thought. That's right. This 68-year-old man had been masking his age ever since he joined the team.
He's older than Richard.
That goofy hairstyle was just a wig. Joe was legally blind, but pretended to squint a lot. And he covered up his near-total hearing loss by playing dumb and blind. Slow Joe tried to keep up, but his body was in trouble. Yes, he smoked marijuana, but it was a prescription for his glaucoma. Right. And the sugar in that barbecue sauce was to regulate his diabetes, along with Alzheimer's, gout, and enlarged prostate, and occasional incontinence. Joe lived every day, desperate to keep his secret alive.
Wow.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you
very much.
It's heartfelt.
Well, that was a revelation, but not as significant as the next one. I call as my next witness, if you will have her in here, please, Beth Ann McBride.
Yeah. We'll get her in here.
Now, she's quite a find.
Have you seen her legs?
I have. She's wearing a dress today.
She very rarely will show off her legs. Now, you know what? We're going to have an awkward moment here with awkward.
with awkward. Is that your nickname for her?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
While we wait for this tape to recue.
How are you?
I'm
background
fine.
Music.
How are you?
How do you like working with the boys?
I love it.
You having a good time?
Always.
They treating you well?
No.
Ah, well, that's part of the
liar.
Cost of doing business.
You're treated like a princess here.
Oh, yeah.
Just look at it as your cross to bear.
I will.
To be around all of this greatness.
I know. I'm in awe.
It's exciting.
You know, she very rarely graces our presence while wearing a dress.
It's always nice to see. Lovely dress, blue top, lovely hair color, sweater wrapped around the midriff. Lovely look for you. Congratulations.
Thank you. As is yours.
You're getting better. Just like fine wine.
Okay.
Remember that.
Do you have something to say about Beth Ann? Have you done a little research into Beth Ann?
Beth Ann.
Beth Ann.
Producer. Mother. Warrior. B.A., as she was referred to, was a dynamic worker. Start early, stay late, she'd always say. But what was she compensating for?
I think we know.
Was it the loneliness? Was it the lack of a life? Or was it to forget her previous life?
What was that?
The one she now thought didn't count. The life she enjoyed as a preoperative transsexual.
Wow.
What?
Wow. I didn't
yes,
know.
Indeed. Hold on. Benjamin Arthur McBride had played on his football team, worked in the local steel mill, and dated the prettiest women in town. But all the while, something wasn't right. Beth Ann lived inside of Benjamin, screaming to get out. And finally, Ben moved away from Pittsburgh and found his way to a North Carolina doctor who could help him become what he always wanted to be.
A woman.
On May 7th, 1988.
There you go.
Benjamin Arthur McBride became Beth Ann, a witty, bright, talented woman. She was now free to be what she wanted to be. But lately, she's been having doubts. And there have been several visits to late-night internet sites where the subject was always the same.
What's that?
Should I sew it back on?
Wow.
Only time would tell, Benjamin. Only time would tell.
Wow.
Thank you.
A touching story.
Thank you very much.
Wow.
Thank you. I thought you'd enjoy that.
Yeah, I did.
Thanks so much, Beth Ann.
Thanks.
Don't do it, girl.
Don't sew it back on.
Don't go back.
Don't
okay.
go changing.
Be true to yourself.
Okay.
These are your true feelings. You should be true to those each and every day.
Okay.
Benjamin.
Yes. Don't be a cheater.
Thank you, Mark.
Have a nice time.
Thank you. Too.
Happy weekend to you.
Can I have some wine?
Yes, wine. Bye. Time. Wild. Good woman.
Good man.
There you go. A combination of both. I'm having a wonderful time. Good.
You know what Buzz grows in his garden? Limes.
Limes. Delicious limes. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. There's nothing quite like limes in the summertime. I shall have her. Beth Ann McBride.
Now, hold on a second. If you were to have her, if you yes. were lucky enough to have her.
Of course. What man wouldn't be lucky?
How would you block out the memory that you've just revealed, that really you'd be making love with a man?
I'd like to point out that I'm a method actor.
Mm-hmm.
I can compensate for all those thoughts, bury them far, far away. She will be mine. Oh, yes. She will be mine. There is no doubt.
I think that she's sweet on Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Really?
I think so.
Mike.
Are you aware of Mike?
That's a foolish, foolish folly. That's a foolish folly that she's pursuing with that. Stay away. Stay away. There's only one love in his life, and it's behind a bar. That's right, a bottle of whiskey. That's the way it is. That's the way he is. I've researched him. You know the dossier.
Yeah.
Tragic figure. Yes. Not much time left.
Mike?
Yeah, liver the size of a raisin.
Really?
Very bad. Bad news. Yes. I'll have her in all ways. Satisfaction will be mine. There is no doubt. Yes. Beth Ann McBride Freeman.
Like, what was her boy name? It was
Benjamin Arthur McBride. Star quarterback.
Benjamin Arthur.
Yes. From star quarterback, the best, most popular man in town, to Miss Cotton Call. All within 3 years.
Wow.
Truly a wonderful accomplishment.
An amazing story.
Not preoperative anymore. You can't even tell, can you?
No.
Oh, man. I have preopism, and Beth Ann will benefit from it.
All right.
You made him fall down.
Okay. I love it. You know, that word...
I'm having fun. I'm always having as much fun as when I was on the electric company.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Derek?
What do you want?
Actually, I'm trying to talk to Mugatu, but he's tougher to get to than the president.
Oh, thought you were going to tell me what a bad Yagoogalizer I am.
A what?
A Yagoogalizer? One who speaks at funerals? Or did you think I'd be too stupid to know what a Yagoogly was?
The Don and Mike Show.
Like corn, enjoy it a second time. Second time, the best of Don and Mike.
Right, right, right. And we are continuing on with the best of Don and Mike on this fine Friday afternoon. Don and Mike returning July 11th. So let's get right back into Low Budget Jeopardy with Morgan Freeman.
Hey, Low Budget Jeopardy.
This is Low Budget Jeopardy. We have two brand new challengers today.
Oh,
let's welcome from Jackson, Mississippi. A telecom engineer, David Hales.
There he is. Hiya. Hi there, Dave.
How's it going?
Love your enthusiasm.
David?
Yes?
Are you going to be like this for the entire game?
No, I'm going to perk up. How's that?
How's that? Okay, we'll see. You know what this guy is? Short leash.
Yes, very short leash. And now entering the studio is a painter from St. Petersburg, Florida. Let's say hi to Shay Routh.
Hello, Shay.
How are you doing, LQ, Mr. Freeman?
You know, look at, listen, David already, look at that. Shay has already got one, he's already one-upped you.
I love you in Shawshank, Mr. Freeman.
Thanks so much. I appreciate that. Let's hurry. I wish to make McBride my concubine. And now entering the studio is the host of Low Budget Jeopardy, Shay, and especially David. Don't screw with LQ, and please welcome Alex Trebek-Geronimo.
You know what? One thing that Joe could probably get you, or anybody could get you here at the station, have you ever had moonshine?
Moonshine. Oh, there's nothing quite like it.
It's
oh.
not like wine.
No, it's not like wine. Moonshine makes me crazy. I'd love some. I like the clear stuff. It's delicious.
It's sublime.
Sublime, yes. Whenever I drink moonshine, I always do funny gestures, just like weird pantomime.
Good with lime.
What?
It's good with lime.
Okay.
Good with lime. Was that you, David?
Yes, it was.
Very good. Well, he's trying.
He's trying.
He's making an effort. That's what counts.
All right, fellas. Right.
I bought it from Craig Klein.
Here are your categories on Low Budget Jeopardy.
Categories.
Fantasy football top picks.
Fantasy football top picks?
Yes.
Oh, yes. I can't pick. It'll bleed. Yes.
Then you have San Francisco.
Yes. Cable cars, Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco tree.
Then you have best week ever.
Yes.
And, I know Rob loves this place, the White House.
Oh, now I know that. I've got my eye on you.
You know what I mean by that? That's not political.
Yeah, it's political with him. It is. I'm going to kick your ass.
Fantasy football top picks, San Francisco, best week ever, and the White House. Let's see. Shay, we'll start with you.
Let's go with fantasy football.
Fantasy football. Here you go. Top picks. He is quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings.
Who is Dante Culpepper?
Dalte, yes, but we'll give it to you.
I said Dalte, didn't I?
Okay, I thought you said Dalte, but we know you know.
Yes, this is a daunting task we have here in front of us today. All right, Shay, select again, please.
Oh, let's go stick with fantasy football.
Here we go. Eagles, number 81.
Oh.
Oh, come on. Oh, now, you know what? Listen, you got to get this.
Homo, 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 homo.
That's the amazing.
I got to guess, but I thought he was gone.
That's the amazing homosexual alarm. David, your chance to steal.
No clue.
Homo, 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 homo.
Number 81 is Terrell Owens.
T.O.
T.O.
Of course, everybody knows.
He's not with the Eagles.
Yes, he is.
Of course he's with the Eagles.
And he's playing tomorrow night.
Oh, I'm sorry.
My
apologies.
All right, Shay, you're in control.
Number 3. Fantasy football for 3.
Thank you. Running back, and he's not Catholic.
Running back, and he's not Catholic.
David, your chance to steal.
Steal, not glue.
That would be Priest Holmes.
Priest Holmes.
Priest Holmes.
That's tricky.
Clever.
All right, Shay, you're in control. Select another category.
Well, let's move on to San Francisco.
San Francisco.
Hey.
Beautiful bridge.
Yes, the Golden Gate.
Oh, now.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was your question?
Thanks, Morgan.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know what that was. I didn't know it was that dumb.
I thought you were just commenting.
No, I
remember the game.
You didn't say what is Golden Gate Bridge.
Yes.
Okay, that one.
How about that? Do you have the other one in there?
What one?
How about the other bridge?
How about we just go to number two?
All right, very good.
Number two.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Go again.
San Branford 2.
There was a lot of number two here. Famous prison.
San Quentin. Oh,
David. It's your chance to appeal.
David.
What is Alcatraz? What
too
is
late.
Alcatraz?
Too late.
Alcatraz. Alcatraz.
Alcatraz. Rice O'Roney. Shay. Your chance. You're back in control. I'm sorry.
Let's go back to San Fran for three.
Okay, San Francisco. Geological. That's all I'll say. It's geological.
I'm sorry. I cannot understand you.
Geological.
Idiot.
Has to do with the ground.
David, it's your chance to steal.
Jesus.
What is San Andreas fault?
Hey there.
Oh. Hey. Yeah. $3 for David, and you've taken the lead, and now you are in control.
I thought it was Joe's fault for screening these callers. No, it's San Andreas fault. Okay, go again.
Let's go with White House for one.
The White House. Current address of the White House.
1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
That was not the form of a question.
Shay, chance to steal, my friend.
I'm afraid to say it, but White House for two.
I'm afraid too.
Wow. You got some dummies.
You
could have stolen that with the correct answer, Shay.
And you asked me why the first one on San Francisco was simply bridge.
My God. My God, what's the matter with your mind?
All you had to do was say, what is 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue?
Oh, mercy.
And David, you are in control.
White House for two?
Never mind.
Mine. My God.
It's a terrible thing to waste.
Come on, boys.
The garden.
What is Rose?
$2 for you, David. Congratulations. Select again, please.
Thank you, Buzz.
Select again, David.
White House for three.
Jesus.
Here we go. The president who named it the White House. Not a chance you'll get this.
No.
There's a Skylark, if you can name this.
Shay, your chance to
Skylark
steal.
And a Regal.
I'll go with John Adams.
No. Roosevelt.
Roosevelt named it the White House?
Yes, he did.
I have no idea. David, you're in control.
Best week ever for one.
All right, last category on the big board. Whoa, packed some freaking waves.
No clue.
God, these guys are... Wow. I mean, really, sometimes the listeners are dumb on this game. This is not a Mensa game.
No.
This is like a game that really a kid in the sixth grade could ace.
Shay, it's your chance to steal.
I hate to say, you had to ask again. I could not understand.
No, I'm sorry. Best week ever. Packed some freaking waves. What is Hurricane Katrina?
All right.
Now, hold on. Which one of you guys lives down
there? I'm in Florida. I couldn't understand the question. I swear.
That would be Shay, who wasn't listening again. And now, David, you're in control.
Best week for two.
Her boyfriend is still missing.
Who is... okay, it's on the tip.
Sure.
Shay, your chance to steal.
So who is some Olivia guy's Newton?
Thing on the tip of your tongue. Yeah.
ONJ,
shut up. ONJ is correct.
And Shay, you're in control.
Let's go with, let's stick with best week for three.
All right, last one on the big board. Very appropriately, you two dopes on the phone. No doping for this guy.
Who is Lance Armstrong?
There you go. All right.
$3. Shay's name is a bit swishy. Shay, are you a queen?
I'm sorry to say that I'm not.
All right. That's the end of the first round of Low Budget Jeopardy. Wow. And with that answer, Shay has squeaked ahead.
What is the
Shay
score?
With his swishy name.
What's the score, Morgan?
$6 for Shay. David has $5 in this battle of the giants.
All right, guys. Anything can happen in final Low Budget Jeopardy. We physically force you both to bet it all. Good luck. And, well, you never know. Here's your category. Just random stuff.
Random category.
People who make over $75,000 a year are more likely to do this than people who make under $75,000 a year. The answer, I believe, will surprise you. This is from some book of facts about the year 2004. People who make over $75,000 a year are more likely to do this than people who make less than $75,000 a year. Don't forget to answer in the form of a question, and good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive the Morgan Freeman Marching Collection. Yes, if you loved March of the Penguins, You can see it coming, can't you? You get the whole series. Watch your step during March of the Mice. Hold your breath in March of the Salmon. And scratch till you bleed during March of the Head Lice. Get it today and I'll throw in my favorite.
Lice.
March of the Clams. Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy. Alex Trebek, Geronimo.
Thank you, Morgan.
You're welcome.
All right, now which Mensa do we want to go to first here?
David is the low person in the game. You want to go to him first with $5.
David, it's too bad you guys are so dumb. But this is really a hard one, but it's, I think it's interesting. People who make over $75,000 a year are more likely to do this than people who make under $75,000 a year.
The only thing I can come up with is take a trip.
What is take a trip?
Negative.
That knocks you down to zero, David.
You will be taking a trip to Loserville. And Shay, if you got it, you're the big wiener.
Hey, save me a seat, buddy. I'm going to say, what is cheat on your taxes?
No. Ready for this? The answer is form of question. What is smoking?
Smoking.
Smoking
what?
Cigarettes.
Wow. Wow.
Smoking cigarettes.
Well, let's light up right now. That's a great day.
You know who's going to love this game?
Who's that?
Alan Linewand.
Alan Linewand.
We're not giving away one stinking penny today.
Wow. Cheapest man of all time.
David and Jay, don't go away mad. Just go away. Here is Morgan Freeman to tell you, you guys don't really deserve a prize, but here we go. You get a prize anyway. Morgan.
Yes, Shay, David, Shay from Florida, David from Mississippi. You both won a year of Blockbuster rentals. You've won a Blockbuster 52-week rental card. One free game or movie rental per week for an entire year. No late fees, so there's no better place than Blockbuster to get your game on. Congratulations, men, and thanks for playing the game.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Have a good weekend. I just give that guy a stadium, for God's sake.
Yeah. Yes. Shea stadium. That's a fine venue. The smell of the ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
The smell of my moles.
Billy Buck, don't give a.
Oh, yes.
Remember that?
Yes.
The ball going through his legs?
I believe we were there for that series. Oh, I'm sure you and your friend Mike were.
Mike and I were. Mm-hmm.
Mike was very drunk that night. Yes, he's an asshat.
We'll be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
The Don and Mike Show.
Vintage goodness. It's the best of Don and Mike.
That's right. One more segment today on this Friday. Let's get right into it. Don's Blackberry. I remember, I vaguely recall this segment. Let's enjoy it together on the best of Don and Mike.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air. Hi.
This is David. Yes, Radio David. God.
Hi there, Dave.
Hey, what I was going to tell you guys, the Jewish name list, the L, and it's also B-E-Y, Bay. The reason that those are on the ban list is because those are Muslim surnames.
What about Richard Bay?
He's
about as Jewish as they come.
That's right.
How that sounded.
That sounded like you sounded like you're 90 years old.
He dresses British.
That's as Jewish as they come.
He's about as Jewish as they can. Remember, dress British.
Think Yiddish.
Thank God you don't paint with the broad strokes. You know?
Look who's talking.
Yeah, really.
Who learned you
so good?
He uses a roller.
Why?
the trainer.
Donna Mojo, Angelo Dundee Speedway.
Yeah, that's right. He preps us all.
Mick, cut me from Rocky.
We're all in his stable.
It's Rob in the corner. I'm passed out. Rob's going, you're fighting tomato cans, Rock. Come on now. Come on. It's the N-word.
Mick, I can't do it anymore, Mick.
I can't say it. I can't say it, Rob.
Come on now. Come on. Where's your spine?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How's it?
Hey, how's it? Hi.
Hey, man, I just wanted to tell you, I believe Buzz has gotten more ramped up because I listened to a best of several months ago, and I remember back when he went through the hypnosis.
Al Gore calling us right now, incidentally.
Really?
And you're not even trying, are you?
No.
No.
You know, you sound like the guy on Saturday Night Live that used to do that.
I'm sorry.
Was it Daryl Hammond?
Yeah, I believe so. Right.
Just keep talking.
Really, you're Al Gore. Just keep talking the way you're talking. So you heard the best of.
hard now, isn't it?
Okay, I'm sorry. But Buzz got hypnotized.
Yeah.
I think that has carried over.
Yes,
I think you need to look
carried over to the election that I lost.
I never really came out of it.
Did you get out of here, please?
I'm hypnotized.
Oh, I know what I got to do. Buzz, stand by for news and comments.
Yes.
But Foist, I got to check my... Today was a very busy day for Mike
crazy,
and I.
Hectic.
Let me check my messages. Let me go to my BlackBerry. Hold on a second.
Personally, what does tonight mean to you?
You know, I haven't thought about the question, but... I guess it gives me another opportunity to serve, which I've always done most of my adult life. And I had no question about the politics of this. I could win this race. The question was whether I wanted to do it.
Who he?
He's Marion Barry.
That's right.
He's mayor for life, Washington, D.C. Let me call my BlackBerry.
Oh, good. Messages.
I don't know.
It's been a busy day, that's for sure.
I don't like showing off with my technology. I know a lot
this
of people.
This is cool, though.
I know a lot of people have BlackBerries.
Not like yours.
Well, mine is good, Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I hope Hughes has not called me and left me messages today.
Let's see. Let's find out.
Hello. Oh, hold on a second.
Hello.
Doesn't, you know, technology Hello? Presents problems. Doesn't always work.
Hello?
Sometimes there are technical issues. Sometimes wires come disconnected.
No, Mike has to plug the
phone in. You're being connected to your BlackBerry now.
Are you having a problem over there plugging the phone in?
Yeah.
But, let me turn your microphone on so we can hear you. What's happening over there?
I don't know. Damn thing.
We haven't lost the illusion yet, have we?
Yeah, it's actually the business end of the part that you push into
the end of the cord that goes into the phone.
Yeah, let me add it.
Disconnected.
What the hell is going on? I sold the good one on eBay.
Damn it!
Rob sold all the good ones on eBay.
Studio. I hate this place.
Now, who would
come
have
on, Mike? I've been here 7 years.
Didn't we have a good meeting with Bobby Bacala today?
Yeah. Ow!
Didn't we have a good meeting? Oh, no, that sounds like my BlackBerry starting to work.
Hello. You reached Charles BlackBerry. This is Mayor Barry. He's a council member from Ward 8.
Ward 8.
To get some timely tax information and a public service message about paying your taxes, press 1. Hi. This is Mayor Aaron Barry. Please pay your taxes. If you don't, you could get in trouble. It's really important that everybody has a chance to pay their taxes. Get your tax filed right on time. Send it in. Make sure you fill all the right lines out. Sign it. And enclose a check if you owe taxes. Otherwise, you could be in trouble.
Now, where's my mail?
To take Don's messages or to change his itinerary,
yeah.
Press 2. To take Don's messages and new messages, you have 5 unpaid messages. To hear your unpaid messages,
yeah,
press 1.
Okay.
Message number 1, unknown. You don't know me. I'm a 29-year-old lesbian and would love to have a drink with you.
Okay, I don't want to hear
Call
that.
Me. Message number 2, Michael Hughes.
Oh, this is
Don.
Yes.
Why did you deliberately embarrass me in front of my boss? I thought we were pals. I hate you. To hear a final message, another message, press 3. 3, message number 3.
Mm-hmm.
From Michael Hughes.
Third message.
Don.
Yeah.
I am so sorry. I lost my head. What was I thinking? You're my main man. Please, forgive me. To replay this message, press 1.
I want to hear the next
one. To move on to message number 4. Message number 4. Michael Hughes.
You're listening to my BlackBerry.
Yeah, I hope you're happy. It looks like you got your wish. But I am not hanging around to find out. Goodbye, cruel world.
Oh, my.
I am going into the garage to turn on the car with the door closed. That's right. I am ending it all. I hope you're happy, Don.
I am, so is Mike.
To replay this message, press 1. To move on to message number 5, press 5. From Bobby Bacala. John, thank you for a great lunch and all the laughs. I appreciate you talking. I'm sorry, taking time out of your business schedule. By the by, have you heard from Michael Hughes? I hear he's dead. Bad luck. Well, thanks again. Gotta run. Call me anytime. To hear any more messages or to change your recording options, press 1. These are Don's recording BlackBerry options for Mayor Barry, Councilmember Wardy. This is Don's current message. If you would like to play this message, press 1. Hi, this is Mayor Marion Barry. Don cannot come to the phone right now, but if you have an urgent message, please leave it for him, and I will read it to him when he calls in.
Uh-huh. Let me change
Thank
that.
You.
What do I do if I want to change it?
If you'd like to change your recording options, press 2.
Okay, 2. What if I want him to start?
Please
with
state your new message, and I will repeat it in the way that I do. On the count of 3, at the tone that you hear from me, change your recording options. Beep.
That was it. That's the tone you need to go.
Hey.
That's a fun BlackBerry.
Beep. To replay your new message, press 1. To do a new recording, press 2. Now, at the sound of my beep, record the message that you want to record. Beep.
Hi, this is Don. I'm not here. Please leave a message on my BlackBerry.
Beep. Hi, this is Don. I'm not here. Please leave a message on my BlackBerry. To replay this message, press 1. To hear me deny charges of exposing myself in a BWI bathroom, hit asterisk. I did not do that to that bitch. To hear me deny charges of smoking crack in a Vista International Hotel in Washington, D.C. a million years ago, press 3.
Good memory.
Ha, ain't that a bitch? Bitch set me up. I didn't have anything to do with it. Well, that's all the time we have now. Would you like to hear some of your messages again?
Yes, I would.
Oh, we have message number 6.
Oh.
To hear Don's message number 6, press 6. Hi, Don.
Hi.
We are two lesbians from Baltimore who would love to go to Atlantic City with you. If you would like to go to Atlantic City with us, please give us a call. We've included the number right now. 555-5555. To hear me talk about my upcoming mayoral campaign, press 3. Hi, this is Mayor Marion Barry. I hope to be mayor again sometime. To see me put on an African hat, hit 62. Look at that. Isn't that pretty? That's my hat.
Oh, yes.
Hope you enjoy that. That's right. To hear me talk about how I feel about the city of Washington, D.C., press 33. I love Washington, D.C., especially Ward 8. It's always been very, very good to me, and someday I hope to run the whole city again. To hear me talk about the Camelot, press 0. Oh, man, what a great strip joint. I used to go there all the time. The Camelot's one of my favorite places. Go by and stop by and see one of the girls. Tom Marion sent you. To hear me talk about my ex-wife, Effie, press 5.
Effie.
Man, she really ran me through the mill.
That bitch.
Bitch. Don't like that at all.
Bitch on wheels.
Oh. Hold on, this is Don's BlackBerry. You have an 8th message.
Oh.
This is real hard to read. Don, from Michael Hughes.
Oh, dear.
I am dying. I have shut the garage door, and my car engine is turned on. There is not much time left. I want you to know, Don, you have done this to me. I will no longer be there for you to kick around anymore. Signed, Michael Hughes. Also, P.S.
Yes.
Tell Mike to F off, too. To hear any more messages, press 1.
Oh, we got to go to the news now.
I'm terribly sorry. Don does not have any more messages.
Oh, I don't have any more messages.
To kick you to the newsroom, press 2. Well, now it's time for news on the Don and Mike Show. That's it for Don's BlackBerry. Y'all come back and visit me sometime.
Bye-bye. That is a great BlackBerry.
I know a lot of you don't have the type that speaks. And also what's great about that is I don't get that those things on my thumbs.
Well, the carpal tunnel. Normally it's used by people who are, without sight. So you were able to get that customized for yourself. You use it for convenience. There's no law against that.
No. Hey, BlackBerry.
How you doing? Oh, awesome.
Anyway, Mayor Barry?
Yeah, we got to go. Got to go to break. Got to make the break.
Everybody, that's it. Happy 4th of July weekend. I will see you next week on Wednesday. You're going to want to tune in for that show because it is the day after 4th of July, my favorite holiday. Who am I? The legendary Joe Ardinger, and I have been with you for this installment of the best of Don and Mike. Don and Mike returning July 11th from the new studios in Rockville. So, everybody, Here's a little advice for you this weekend. Light fuse and get away. Have a good weekend, everybody. And I say good day. I said good day.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.